Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House has more on today's meeting with the Joint Chiefs.
It will be the seventh major war strategy review session. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says it's one of the final pieces in the decision process.
This was a meeting requested by the President to see the Joint Chiefs and to have a chance to talk to them and to other service branches about the ongoing assessment in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
President Obama is considering a number of options, ranging from the military commander's request for thousands of additional troops to a narrower approach advocated by some of his advisors.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. From the military, no sign of impatience waiting for a possible change in strategy.
Most people in uniform recognize the complexity of the mission, understand the need for this kind of scrutiny.
Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution believes Mr. Obama is asking the generals for more information.
I think he's asking the right kind of questions. We'll just have to see what kind of answer he comes up with in the end.
Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
There seems little hope of any survivors after the collision of a Coast Guard plane and Marine Corps helicopter off the Southern California coast last night. CBS News correspondent David Martin says there were as many as 9 people aboard the 2 crafts.
A total of 7 Navy ships and Coast Guard cutters plus several helicopters are searching the waters about 60 miles off San Diego and have spotted wreckage but no survivors.
Military sources tell David Martin there were 4 Marine aircraft in the area taking part in military exercises when one collided with a Coast Guard plane as it was searching for a missing ship. All of the 3 other pilots witnessed the accident and resulting fireball. This is the day the Obama administration issues its reports on jobs creation under the stimulus program. Has it been enough? We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And the first word came on the CBS News early show from Vice President Biden's top economic advisor, Jared Bernstein.
650,000 jobs saved or created thus far.
And he says that's based on half the stimulus money. So the administration estimates 1 million jobs will be saved or created overall. And while the numbers will likely still be debated, Brian Bethune at IHS Global Insight says what the economy really needs is businesses to start creating jobs again.
The real key is to create the conditions for organic growth.
I'm Peter King. The Florida numbers show some 47,000 people getting work or keeping jobs, 64,000 overall benefiting from stimulus cash.
And that's based on both the direct jobs and the indirect jobs, the overall impact.
Don Winstead heads Florida's stimulus program. He says it's right on track for more than 200,000 jobs that were projected. The most visible evidence is more construction here, but he says education is the biggest winner.
Literally tens of thousands of teachers would not have their jobs as school started this year.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Halloween is just a day away, but for many Americans, the most frightening part of the holiday may be going to work. A new survey from the website CareerBuilder.com finds 1 in 5 employees say their workplaces are scary and their bosses may be to blame.
Some workers said their bosses were like the Invisible Man, for example, never around, or Dracula, constantly sucking the life out of them.
That's CareerBuilder.com's Allison Navoy. You're listening to the Friday edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where it's 4 past the hour.
Take out the rubbish, scrub down the floor, my aching joints don't jump.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. That snow that almost paralyzed the metro area for the last 2 days has now moved on to Colorado's eastern plains.
It'll still continue to be windy somewhat. It'll be mostly blowing snow in the morning, but the main part of the storm looks like it's going to move to the east-northeast overnight.
Carl Burrows with the National Weather Service says it's hard to measure how much snow the planes are getting because it's blowing around so hard. I-70 is now closed from East Denver to the Kansas border. A prosecutor says a Fort Carson soldier accused of killing 2 people and wounding another called his assault rifle his toy. Opening arguments were delivered yesterday in the first-degree murder trial of Homar Falouvives, an Iraq war veteran whose gun was traced to a drive-by shooting. The defense said there were other people in the vehicles that were linked to those shootings as well. In sports, the Nuggets are now 2-0 after last night's 97-94 win in Portland, and the Yankees have evened up the World Series at a game apiece after last night's 3-1 win over the Phillies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You're going to find some slick spots as you're out and about. Cruiser repairing potholes. This is westbound 76, right around 74th. They've mopped up a couple different crashes that started out this early morning. One of them eastbound 6th Avenue near Kipling. The other one was southbound I-25 near Alameda. Now, there are going to be areas of patchy ice as things do get up and running. Checking on the cameras, looks like it's going to be slick on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Nancy Pelosi unveils the new House health reform bill. Not a perfect bill, but best one we've seen so far. And we're off to the races. Good morning, everybody, and a welcome, big welcome, to this Friday edition of the Bill Press Show. We're coming out to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where the big debate is still over Afghanistan down at the White House. Big news on the economy at the White House. The president announcing this afternoon that 1 million new jobs have been created thanks to the stimulus spending in this economy. And at the this end of Pennsylvania Avenue, just down the street from us, at the Capitol building, the debate now on the floor and on the House that may be voted on as within the next couple of weeks in the House on the health care reform legislation. We're really getting down to the final stages of this, yes, and there is a public plan option of sorts in both the Senate and the House version. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number here at the Bill Press Show. Your chance to weigh in on the issues of the day, 866-55-77-377. And if you really want to know, you really want to, don't take anybody's word for it, know exactly, line by line, what's in the House, Democratic House bill, go to the website, BillPressShow.com. Follow the link, and you can read all 1,996 pages of it. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning have been up all night long reading the plan, and if you have any specific questions about what page, what line, you know, what little, you know, paragraph, you can address your questions to Peter Ogburn or Dan Henning.
I'm on page 987.
Are you? So, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Doing well.
Is it as good as The Lost Symbol, Dan Brown's new novel? Is it? I got to tell you, it's probably better.
It's the feel-good.
It's probably better.
Yeah.
I'm reading that novel.
Are you really?
It is a piece of crap. My advice, if you have not already bought Dan Brown's latest novel, don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
I wasn't a big fan of the Dan Brown stuff before.
I love Da Vinci Code. This book is really unbelievably poorly written. It's got a plot that is just not credible.
Are you going to finish it?
I've got 20 pages to go. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
It's tough to not finish a book, even a bad one.
I know. It's so bad that I just wanted to finish it to see if it's it is a piece. It's an embarrassment.
Maybe it'll all come together in the last 20 pages.
He'll probably make $20 million out of it, but you know, I'm telling you.
You know they'll make a movie.
Yes. Oh yeah. It is such a lousy book. All right. I don't know how we get off on that, but here we are. Hey, how about it? last night. Big, big game up in New York. Keep the Yankees alive. Here is the final call.
It stares down. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the ball game is over. Mariano Rivera, a six-out save, and the Yankees hold on for a 3-1 win here in Game 2, and they even up this World Series at a game apiece.
You know what's interesting? This is turning out to be a pitching World Series, right?
Yeah.
Only two games so far, not the big bats, right?
Yeah. They've got these powerful arms. Mariano Rivera, he's good, and they'll definitely use him again since he's a closer.
Right.
It's the top name starters that you really want in there. So.
Right. Hey, by the way, I got to mention, boy, did you see the snow in Denver? Whoa.
Boy, they got, what, like 18,
really
20
got
inches?
Hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all of our friends out there in Denver on AM 760, hope you're able to, make it to work and make it to school today, yesterday and today, both big days there. All right, so coming up a little bit later here, we're going to be talking to Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky from Illinois, and we'll kick off this hour with our good friend from Ohio, Congressman Dennis Kucinich. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Guess who dressed up as a pregnant nun for Halloween and her eight famous
Elizabeth
babies?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
No. Her eight famous babies were dressed up as little devils.
Oh, no.
Octomom.
Yeah.
Nadia Suleiman and her nine-month-old octuplets paraded through their neighborhood dressed up yesterday.
I'm going to resist the temptation.
Yeah. In sports, the preseason ESPN USA Today Top 25 College Basketball Coaches poll is out, and Kansas is at the top of the list despite the suspension of their junior guard for drunk driving. Also at number one, despite an investigation into a fight in September between the members of the men's basketball team and members of their football team. Rest of the top five, Michigan State, Texas, defending champions from last year, North Carolina, number four, Kentucky, rounded out the top five. Anna, are you ready for some... Are you ready for some football? You ready for some baseball? Ready for some basketball? Ready for some hockey? Only for the second time ever, all four of North America's major pro sports leagues will be playing on the same day this Sunday. Two dozen games in all, 12 games in the NFL, four in the NHL, seven in the NBA, plus the World Series, and it all starts Sunday morning with the New York City Marathon.
I love
that. Is great.
I love this time of year.
I am so glad I'm not a sports fan because I don't have to worry about making a choice. But if I were a Democrat in Congress, I'd have to worry about making a choice about whether or not we're going to vote for the new House bill. It was on health care reform. Unveiled yesterday by Speaker Pelosi, surrounded by most of the House Democrats there on the steps of the Capitol. How good is it? Does it come anywhere close to what America needs in terms of health care reform? Nobody knows the issue better than our good friend, a congressman from Ohio, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, the champion of the correct way to go, which is single-payer legislation. Hey, Congressman, good to have you back today.
Bill, it's great to be with you this morning.
You know, before we get to this House bill, I've got to ask you, your amendment, which I think makes all kinds of sense, if we're not going to, you know, lay out the single-payer option, at least gives states that option, right? Where is your amendment now?
It was stripped out of the bill without any explanation whatsoever.
No.
Yep.
You got to vote for it, though, in the committee, right?
Well, it passed in committee. It was put into the bill in committee. It would provide that states would... it would facilitate the right of states to be able to create their own single-payer system.
Yeah.
And there's an active single-payer movement in 10 states right now. Without explanation, the amendment was taken out of the bill. And right now we're fighting to try to get it back in.
Well, look, I hope you're successful. If our listeners, because I know the great majority of our listeners support single-payer, and many in California, I mean, that's one place where there's a very active single-payer movement. What can they do? Where should they go? Is there a particular website?
I would ask people today to go to Kucinich.us, and we're going to have some guidance as to how people can contact members to ask them to put the amendment back in what is a manager's amendment that will be presented on Monday.
In fact, we had an email, a congressman from one of our listeners who said that, you know, that the good side of Harry Reid's opt-out provision would be states might be able then to opt out of what the Congress had offered and opt into single payer instead.
Right. I mean, it's symmetrical. With,
yeah,
in
exactly.
In a way, it's symmetrical with Mr. Reid's proposal. And, you know, people ask me, well, how did it get taken out without any discussion?
Right.
And I think, unfortunately, we have to recognize the realities of this legislation, and that is that healthcare legislation challenges the most entrenched lobby on domestic matters that exist, and that is the insurance lobby. There's, you know, when you talk about 16% of a gross domestic product, when you talk about $800 billion a year that the insurance companies take, one out of every $3 in the healthcare system goes for corporate profit, stock options, executive salaries, advertising, marketing, the cost of paperwork. I mean, they're fighting for their very existence, and they're not going to give an inch. And if they think that they can block efforts at a state level for state single payer, mm-hmm. they'll do that. And here's why they want to do it, because think about the tremendous control consumers would have over rates if a single-payer movement started in a state, insurance companies started to raise their premiums, it would accelerate single-payer movements. And so, of course, the insurance companies have every incentive to block efforts to give states the right to move towards a single-payer system.
Yeah, it certainly shows how much power they still have. So, Congress, let's take a look at the bill that was unveiled yesterday by the Speaker. It's not the perfect legislation. Is it good legislation?
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, we've lived with a system that shut 47 million Americans out of out of insurance, and another 50 million Americans who are underinsured. We've lived with that for generations. You cannot really compare a system that we've lived with one that's being constructed, because they're right now. We're at a point where the private insurance companies are still in control. And if they can still raise their premiums and increase co-pays and deductibles, people are still hostage. I mean, this is really the fundamental question is healthcare, is whether you're going to have a system that's run by private insurance companies or whether you're going to have a system that's run in the public interest. And you know, the problem right now is that we really need leadership in Congress to challenge these insurance companies. And leadership in the administration to challenge the insurance companies. It's a tough order, though. I mean, this is you know, one of the most powerful interests in the country.
But does this legislation that the Democrat that the Speaker has come up with, does it move in that direction? I mean, it does say you can't drop people, you can't refuse to cover people.
Well, of course, you know, I mean,
pre-existing condition.
I mean, can you say that there's nothing in it that's any good? Of course not. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there are some things in it that are worthwhile, but what it presumes is that we can only make the changes within the context of the present system, and that the present system ought to be respected and ought to be preserved. And, you know, what we're dealing with here is the nexus between money and power, which corrupts politics and ultimately limits the options that people have. I mean, that's why I got on the floor of the House yesterday and said, is this the best we can do? It's not the best we can do. If we really have such a thing as government of the people, why in the world are we enthralled to these insurance companies who tell us, well, you know, you can't have a so-called robust public option because that's going to, in effect, limit the insurance companies' options with respect to how much they can actually end up charging.
Now, Congressman, you and I were both, Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, our guest here on the Bill Press Show, you and I were both on Ed Schultz's show Wednesday evening. I followed and listened very carefully to what you said. And I I made the case that it looked like this House bill was going to be weaker. It certainly was going to be weaker than we thought it was because it doesn't have the robust public option in it. And I got a call immediately after the program, right, from someone very high up in the Congress, who said, "Look, here's the problem. We are all for as strong a bill as we can get, but we could not get 218 votes, and that's the reality. And you just have to accept the reality." What's your response to that?
Call the roll.
Right. I love it. Sure.
Call the roll, and let's see.
Let's find out,
who,
right?
And let's see who refuses to take a stand with the robust public option, and the whole idea is so people know this nomenclature, which is sometimes very fuzzy. What we were talking about was to provide for bringing a large number of people into a public plan which would compete with the insurance companies. The fewer people you have in it, right now this latest iteration of the plan is going to have about 3% of the American people having access to a public plan. It doesn't really give you enough bargaining power to be able to tell the insurance companies, look, if we don't like your rates, we'll go to the public plan. That was the whole idea when Mr. Hacker first came up with the public plan. He envisioned 129 million Americans participating. Now we're down to 11 million. That's a big difference from where the public option was first birthed. And so, of course, many progressives put themselves in a position where they were forced to compromise from single payer to a public option. And then the compromise goes from a robust or large public option to negotiated rates, which drives up the cost. And what many are concerned about is before this is over, we'll be going to what's called the trigger, which is not a public option at all, but essentially ends up being a condition where if the insurance company rates are out of sight, that will trigger a public option. But you know what? They're already too much and too high. They've raised the industry's raised its rates for four consecutive years in double digits. People are subject to a form of economic blackmail by these insurance companies. People are being driven into poverty. And you know what? Our Democratic bill still does not go the distance it needs to be able to protect the American people, of all economic classes from more attack by these insurance interests. So I just ask people, go to Kucinich.us a little bit later today, and we'll have some information up as to what
all
you
right.
can do.
And we will link that through our website and encourage all of our listeners to do that. Congressman, listen, it may feel like you're a voice in the wilderness out there sometimes, but you're not. You've got millions and millions of Americans behind you on this issue, and I want to thank you again for your leadership on it. You're absolutely right. You've got to keep speaking out, and I know you will. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, yeah, what do you say? 866-55-PRESS. We'll put the link up to that site. I mean, he's absolutely right. Single payer is the way to go. If not, you got the strongest possible public plan option. Now is the time. No need to deal from weakness on this. Kucinich.us. 866-55-PRESS.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
Hey! You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-559-PASS. That's 888-559-PASS. 888-559-7277.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Just because it didn't snow last night doesn't mean it's not going to be slick as you're out and about. We've already got a couple different crashes as this morning's commute gets up and running. Watch out for a rollover accident. This is westbound I-70 right around 32nd. Now we're getting word of a crash. This as you're heading downtown, your slowdowns will start on the southbound lanes of I-25 right around I-70, taking you up to the accident scene, which occurred right around 38th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Loss of a lot of jobs?
Insurance industry jobs? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess you could say that if you're expanding the government role in health insurance and all those people who are working for the insurance companies now could go to work for the new government-run health plan, you're still going to need people to administer it. It would just not be done for a for-profit motive. Let's go. And in fact, some of the insurance companies would stay in business, but they would be basically public service companies. Carl from Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hi. Some of the right-wing bribees were defending the fight against the public option by saying you'd be messing with 16% of our gross domestic product. He stated the problem right there when he said that. The insurance should not be 16% of our gross domestic product. It's way out of whack.
Yeah, right. And our, like, 30% of our healthcare dollars should not be going to insurance overhead and insurance administration and insurance profits, which it does today. I mean, Kucinich is right. The best way to do is get the profit motive out of healthcare. Wish we had started there. Jan Schakowsky coming up next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758.
My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Watch out for areas of patchy ice as you're out and about right now. Got a couple different crashes getting in your way. Southbound I-25 near 38th. We've got a rollover westbound I-70 near 32nd. It continues to be a mess as far as travel conditions go across the plains with a closure of both 76 as well as of I-70 between Denver and Kansas. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high near 37 degrees. Overnight low dropping to 26, currently 21. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Do you have an idea that could be worth millions? Learn what it takes to become a successful inventor at the 5th Annual Colorado Inventor Showcase on Tuesday, November 3rd. This event features never-before-seen products as America's brightest inventors compete to win this year's Top Inventor Awards. Hi, I'm Thomas Fry, director of the Da Vinci Institute. The best way to succeed as an inventor is to learn from other successful inventors who have started with an idea just like yours. This event is packed with amazing speakers, celebrity judges, and wall-to-wall inventions. This is a rare opportunity to meet and be inspired by the inventors. Learn from their experience how they dealt with tough issues like raising money, bringing their products to market, and building their business. The Colorado Inventor Showcase takes place from 3 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 3rd at the Cable Center in Denver. Learn more at ColoradoInventorShowcase.com. That's ColoradoInventorShowcase.com. One more time, ColoradoInventorShowcase.com. The life you change may be your own.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Enhance the quality of life for assisted living elders and participate in the Bessie's Hope Intergenerational Bowl-a-thon, Saturday, November 7th. Details when you click community calendar at am760.net.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Happy Friday. Friday, October 30, 2009, here, the Bill Press Show, coming to you live, coast to coast, from our radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and brought to you by the Laborers International Union of North America, the good men and women of the Laborers Union, providing more jobs, new jobs, great jobs for Americans. And for more information, go to their website. They're Rebuilding America. Their website, LiunaBuildsAmerica.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, BuildsAmerica.org. Headline in the Hill newspaper on Wednesday morning, Dems say CIA may have misled Congress five times. That's referring to the investigation now underway by members of the House Intelligence Committee, led by
Anna Eshoo from California, and Jan Schakowsky, Congresswoman from Illinois, joining us back on the Bill Press Show this morning. Hey, Congressman, always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Where are you with this investigation so far?
Let me tell you, the purpose of the investigation is to make sure that the notification process is improved. And as we do that, we want to learn.
You mean CIA's responsibility to notify Congress, right?
Not just the CIA, the intelligence community. There are 16 intelligence agencies. We're talking about the NSA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. Almost every cabinet secretary has a intelligence. You may not know that. Has an intelligence component within the department. And so we want to make sure that we don't leave it to subjective judgment. Want to make sure that everybody is very clear about the obligation under the National Security Act to report significant intelligence activities or anticipated significant intelligence activities. And we know that that has not been happening. And, we know that even Leon Panetta, the head of the CIA, wasn't told about an intelligence program that started in 2001 and continued to 2009. And it was very tardy telling him about it, and then he reported to us. So we have a better relationship, I think, with the intelligence community now, but we don't want to just rely on that.
But,
so we're looking at, do we need to change procedures? Do we need to change the law? And in the meantime, we're trying to learn from the mistakes of the past.
And this is an investigation, then, that is still underway, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, but apparently, at least according to The Hill, and you and I were both on with the Ed Show on MSNBC the other night, you have already found cases where they have either failed to inform or misled Congress?
Well, actually, everybody knows about a bunch of them. We know about the June 24th announcement by Leon Panetta, although the details of the disclosure weren't there. The shoot down of a plane in Peru, where the CIA actually lied to the intelligence committees about the circumstances. The detainee situation. There's a couple. There's one anyway of the five we're looking at that people don't know about. But there actually may be more smaller ones, according to the general counsel of the director of National Intelligence Office. So, you know, we want to look at the at those and say, well, who made the decision? Was there a decision made, or were they just negligent in telling Congress? Is there some problem with the culture? After all, these are secret agencies, you know. And I felt during the Bush administration that there was actually contempt for the Congress and the requirement that they tell us anything. I don't feel that now. We don't want to rely on a particular administration. We want to make sure that the law is clear, that there is we are the eyes and ears of the American people. The rest of the Congress doesn't know these secrets. The rest, certainly the public, although often they're leaked. So we, in order to do our job, have to have the information about covert action.
You know, failing to inform you about what's going on, that's bad. But actually lying to members of Congress, which has happened, are there any sanctions for that?
That's the other thing we want to look at. What are the sanctions? What kind of punishments? Does someone just lose their job, or is there something more than that? In the case of the situation with the Peru shootdown, the case was referred to the Justice Department, who declined to even take the case. We want to find out more about that. Why did that happen? So, you know, there's a lot of holes in this process, but
right.
Now, Congress has to be a partner in this.
And it was a couple of months ago, of course, when the Speaker, and she was asked about the waterboarding and the enhanced interrogation techniques, and the Speaker said that the CIA had lied to members of Congress. And Republican leaders in Congress were saying that the speaker should lose her job, right? She ought to resign for daring to say such a thing. I mean, if I read between the lines of your report so far, not your report, but your work so far, Congresswoman, what you're saying is that Nancy Pelosi was absolutely right, correct?
Well, you know, Peter Hoekstra, who mm-hmm. is the ranking Republican on the Intelligence Committee, has several quotes where he has said that the CIA lied. He says they lie.
He uses that word.
He uses the word lie more than once. And, you know, he's been very angry because the plane that was shot down by mistake under the direction of the CIA had a missionary family from his
yes.
district.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know it was his district, yeah.
Yeah, so he was very explicit about this lie. So for a while, we were in bipartisan agreement that we had to clarify the situation and we had to make sure we got all the information. Now, in a partisan effort to discredit the speaker, you know, he's going after her. But if you have another minute, one of the problems with the situation that our speaker was involved in is called the Gang of Eight. This is when the intelligence community thinks that the full committees, House and Senate intelligence committees, aren't reliable enough to tell us the information. So they pick out a few people.
Right.
The chairman.
Four from the House and four from the Senate, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And they tell them things. They don't discuss it. It's not for consent or oversight. They report there's no staff there. No notes can be taken. There is no transcript. There's no recording. There's no nothing. And so this is a, and nobody can do anything about it because they can't discuss it with mm-hmm. the full committee. The House committee has offered a change to the Intelligence Act, and we want to eliminate the Gang of Eight process. And the president, actually, the executive, there's a veto threat on the bill for that. So we have to work with the administration to figure out how to fix that.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
No, I think that would be a good step forward. I think that process, yeah, that is fraught with problems. I remember the whole deal with Jay Rockefeller, right, when he found out about the waterboarding, then he couldn't do anything. There was no staff there. He couldn't even write a letter to the vice president, remember?
Well, he actually had to write a letter.
He wrote a handwritten letter.
Got locked in a secret file.
Yeah.
Couldn't discuss it with any other members of Congress. So what's the point?
Right, exactly. Now, before we let you go, I've got to ask you, so a big day yesterday, and again, thank you for your report on this and for your good work on that intelligence matter, but I have to ask you about health care reform.
Sure.
The bill yesterday came out. Speaker Pelosi was there. I know you were there with her. Do you think it's a good bill? Do you think it's a bill that good Democrats and liberals ought to support?
I do. Look, I feel that that we have to take a victory when we see one. Let's remember, it wasn't too long ago that there wasn't going to be any public option in the health care bill,
mm-hmm.
that we were scrambling to try and insert that as an important component. Well, we didn't get the strongest, but we got a strong public option in the House bill and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're going to have a public option.
Which we never expected.
Never expected that. Plus, there is a very good list of things that happened right away in 2010 before the public option and the whole insurance exchange goes into effect, including what they call there's a provision that specifies that health plans must spend a minimum of 85% of every premium dollar on medical care. In other words, they can't make 40% profits anymore.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. And also that they're able to negotiate the prices of drugs under Medicare, which, of course, should have been under Medicare Part D, but was not. So, no, there's some good stuff in there. And may not be the perfect bill, but looks pretty good to me.
Well, and we're not there yet.
Yep.
We still have to, you know, the House and Senate have to pass the bills, and then we have to go to conference and then vote to send it to the president. But I really feel that this is a historic moment. And we have to think about that this is a moment kind of like the battle for Social Security or Medicare to establish that health care is a right in the United States of America. That's big.
That is big. You've got to keep up the fight, Congresswoman, to make sure it doesn't that it stays as strong as it is. And I know you will. Thanks so much, Congresswoman.
Thank
Always
you,
good to have you with us. Right.
Okay.
Jan Schakowsky from Illinois does a great job there. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, again, I'm not going to say this is a perfect bill, but I think it's a damn good bill, a lot better than the Senate bill. And Nancy Pelosi yesterday, she did quote the Rolling Stones, and it is true. You can't always get what you want.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now, we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Watch out for areas of patchy ice as things do get up and running. Already caused a couple different spin-out accidents. We've got one southbound I-25 near 38th. That one's blocking up the right lane. We've got a rollover. This is westbound I-70 near 32nd. Now those bridges, ramps, and overpasses are going to be especially slick. As you're traveling outside the metro, we've got closures, especially on the east side. This is on 76 as well as on I-70, basically Denver all the way to the Kansas state line. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
The folks who bring you conventional beds would like you to keep sleeping and dreaming and believing that your back pain is caused by injuries or aging or some unfathomable mystery, rather than by the bed they themselves have burdened you with. The fact is, ordinary beds can actually cause a lot of back pain, no matter how expensive they are. And if you want to lose your back pain now, lose your bed and join a revolution in sleep known as the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The first bed in history that calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. In clinical studies, an amazing 93% said it relieved their back pain. So challenge sleep as you know it. Visit a Sleep Number center now and take the Sleep Number Challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last just for finding your sleep number. And you just may lose your back pain forever.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
An actual California Psychics customer.
What brought me to California Psychics for the first time?
word of mouth. I've dealt with psychics for many, many, many years, and normally have one or two gifted out of a whole room of people. Your line is better. Your accuracy is 100% higher than the rest of them. And when you put these kind of people together with this kind of accuracy, it's phenomenal to see and hear.
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 180 gifted psychics available 24/7. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Secure.
911 is four, lady. No. On Fox News, yeah, we know it's one-sided. We know it's a propaganda network. Shep Smith, God bless him. He's the one voice there trying to say, let's try to be a little fair. And he even lashed out at a reporter on his show when he didn't think they were fairly covering the New Jersey governor's race.
Number four.
We're lucky enough that we were able to have the Republican contender, the challenger, Chris Christie, is just wrapping up a campaign event, was kind enough to stop and talk with us a little bit. Let me ask you, we've been talking, and Shep, thanks so much for your time. Shep, we'll send it back to you.
When will you be interviewing John Corzine?
We have in multiple requests, and when it comes through, we'll let you know.
Wow. Thank you very much, Shannon Bream. Wow. I didn't know that was about to happen. My apologies for the lack of balance there. If I'd had control, it wouldn't have happened.
He said that on Fox News, and he still has a job on Fox News. My apologies for the lack of balance. Who apologizes for all the other lack of balance on the show? And our good buddy, my hero, Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson from Florida. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately, and in this one he went a little too far talking about a woman who works with Ben Bernanke at the Fed, who formerly was a lobbyist.
Number three.
And she said, this lobbyist, this K Street whore, is trying to teach me about economics.
Oh, no, Alan, don't go there, don't go there. He has apologized for that remark. Got to be careful. Scientology, phony bunch of baloney. No real religion. They shouldn't be treated as such. And Tommy Davis, a Scientology spokesman, got some tough questions from Martin Bashir on ABC News, and he couldn't take it. He walks out. Here's what that sounded like.
Number two.
Is it true that L. Ron Hubbard said that understanding the origins of the human race as described through Xenu and the Intergalactic Emperor. Is it true that somebody would die in that
moment? There he goes. You can hear him take his microphone out and throw his microphone down. All the run-ins that I had with Scientology when I was doing television work out in Los Angeles, I'll tell you about those sometime. And, yes, our best clip of the week, it is Levi Johnson, so desperate to get attention that he's even willing to take his clothes off for Playgirl. But don't get the wrong idea.
Number one.
You know, posing for Playgirl, a lot of people are going to look at it, you know, as not a good image. I mean, but, you know, we got to think and we're going to do it tastefully, and we don't want no bad boy image. I mean, I don't want to be looked at as someone who's getting naked for fame and that kind of thing.
We don't want no bad boy image. Yeah, well then don't take your clothes off for a magazine, idiot. Jesus. I'm telling you. Hey, a couple of other quick stories here. I want you to know that the second beer summit has happened. Yep, as they promised. Professor Gates up in at Harvard and Cambridge Police Sergeant James Crowley did get together at the River Gods pub the other night. And talked for about an hour, had another couple of beers, so, you know, the good vibes continue up there. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Pakistan, as Martha Raddatz tells us on ABC News last night, Hillary read the riot act to the Pakistanis.
She basically accused the Pakistani government of being complicit in hiding al-Qaeda. She said, al-Qaeda has had safe haven in Pakistan since 2002. I find it hard to believe that nobody in your government, meaning the Pakistani government, knows where they are and couldn't get them if they really wanted to. She added, maybe they're not gettable. I don't know. As far as I know, they're in Pakistan.
Oh, snap!
Wow. Yeah. Hillary saying exactly what everybody believes. First American official who said it bluntly as she did. Good for her, and I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
D.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, October 30, my parting shot for today and one of the most dramatic gestures by any modern president, President Obama paid a midnight visit to Dover Air Force Base. And there, on behalf of all Americans, he solemnly received the bodies of 18 young Americans killed in action this week in Afghanistan and grieved with and comforted their families. It was a very somber moment filled with meaning because it showed the human cost of this war, families, careers, homes, and children's lives destroyed by the loss of a loved one who went off to war and never came back. And because it showed also both Obama's compassion and the awesome burden there's. After his visit to Dover, the war in Afghanistan is now even more so Obama's war, and he alone will decide whether to escalate it or end it. There is no in-between. Obama's taken time to make that decision, as he should, but one can only hope that in the end he realizes that the goal of building a stable government in Afghanistan, a country which has never in centuries had a stable central government, is an impossible goal, and a goal that's not worth destroying any more families like those he visited with at Dover Air Force Base. That's my parting shot for today, folks. So into the weekend we go. I'll be at the White House today at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Tell you all about it. The House and the Senate continue to grapple with their health care reform legislation. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour Saturday night and enjoy that extra hour of sleep. And then, put on your John McCain scary mask and go out and have a happy Halloween. We'll see you right here on Monday.
Is the Bill Press Show.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Turn to the left. With AMC, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centipani. How much has the stimulus plan done to keep Americans working? Some new figures are out. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What do those numbers tell us, Steve?
Well, the White House touts what it was predicting all along for jobs created and saved by stimulus.
1 million jobs saved or created thus far is just about right.
Vice President Biden's economic advisor, Jared Bernstein, on the CBS Early Show bases that on new numbers that show half the money saved or created 650,000 jobs. But economist Brian Bethune warns...
It's very difficult to disentangle all of the various things that are contributing to employment levels.
And he says the real economic help will come when businesses start creating jobs again. Frank?
September consumer spending took the biggest tumble in 9 months as the government pulled the plug on cash for clunkers. Personal income was flat. The names of more than 30 members of Congress and some congressional aides have reportedly come up in connection with lobbying and influence peddling investigations. Danielle Bryan heads a good government watchdog group.
I actually saw this as good news. Most of us have been concerned that, if anything, there weren't enough investigations going on. So I saw this as confirmation that actually the investigations into unethical behavior actually have been taking place.
The Washington Post, which broke the story, says one inquiry involves half the members of a subcommittee on Pentagon spending. There's still no word on the fate of 9 service members missing in the mid-air collision of a Marine Corps chopper and a Coast Guard plane. Eyewitness Ron Newcomb.
There were 2 large explosions, one after the other. It looked like 2 tanks exploded out there.
CBS's David Martin tells us it happened about 60 miles off San Diego.
There are now a total of 7 ships, both Navy ships and Coast Guard cutters, on the scene, plus a number of helicopters looking for survivors, but so far all they have found is wreckage.
The storm that buried towns in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah has barreled into parts of Nebraska and Kansas. Elaine Hansen is watching the snow come down in Colby, Kansas.
The wind has been blowing all night, pretty strong, and blowing the snow around. Sometimes it gets so thick that you can't see.
A tornado from the storms that pounded the south last night killed a Louisiana driver. His car hit a fallen tree. The San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge will reopen at some point, but optimism it would be in service for the Friday morning rush hour underway now has faded. Bob House is with the California Department of Transportation.
There are a lot of things that have to happen before we can have a real good, firm idea when we can open it up.
And the bridge has been closed since Tuesday night when chunks of steel fell onto the runway. His manager says the actor Dennis Hopper is canceling scheduled appearances to get treatment for prostate cancer. Hopper is 73. His film credits include Rebel Without a Cause, Easy Rider, and Speed.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Terrorist holding a police hostage. He's got enough dynamite strapped to his chest to blow a building in half. Now what do you do?
S&P futures are down 4.5 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances at $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 1.95% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's been quite a snowstorm, but Ann Williams with Denver Public Works says they were able to stay ahead of it. She reminds you, you got to keep your walk shoveled.
That is really about keeping it accessible for people that have strollers. I mean, I have so many people with baby joggers, and they want to be able to be safe and, you know, have their stroller and jog along, and then also mail carriers.
Homeowners in Denver are required to clear their walks within 24 hours. The storm is still causing a lot of problems on the eastern plains. I-70 from Aurora to Kansas is closed. I-76 into Nebraska is closed this morning as well. Full schedules are planned for United and Frontier Airlines at DIA today. It follows the cancellation of at least 44 flights in and out of DIA by Frontier. United says it canceled about half, or about 200 flights. DIA's Dan Melfi says some flights did maintain their schedules.
Believe it or not, we had a lot of planes on time, on-time arrivals and on-time departures, which is a real kudo to this airport.
And, of course, check your airline ahead of time, both for departures and arrivals. In sports, the Nuggets are 2-0 after last night's 97-94 win in Portland, and the Yankees are even with the Phillies now at a game apiece after last night's 3-1 win in Game 2 of the World Series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive is slow like yesterday. We're seeing delays on both 270, that on the eastbound side, pretty much I-25 towards Vasquez. Northbounders on 225 crawling. After that, Barker curve all the way up towards 6th Avenue. We've got a crash. Southbound I-25 right around 38th, but it's across the air. It's a complete mess right now. Eastbound I-70 still closed, basically Denver to Kansas. Now they've reopened the westbound lanes, but if you're way towards Kansas, shut down. Same deal for both sides of the highway on 76, Brighton to Nebraska. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Our studios in New York City.
This is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Friday, October 30th, 2009. Happy Halloween. It's 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, Maine Governor John Baldacci is here, a man who's come around personally to supporting gay marriage rights, just in time to fight for them in a neck-and-neck battle over Maine's ballot question one. Jane Hampshire is also here once again from Fire Dog Lake as we break news about Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana. 24 hours ago, Senator Bayh was on board with the Joe Lieberman strategy of filibustering health reform with the Republicans. Now, we report exclusively that Senator Bayh is backing way, way down from that threat. Plus, Ed Markey of Massachusetts is here on catching the coal industry, sending forged letters to Congress. It's all coming up this hour on The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It starts right now.
We begin with some exclusive breaking news about if we don't get health reform, why we won't get it. If we don't get the public option, why we won't get it. We've reported on this show that Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has put himself out there as the lone Democrat willing to filibuster a vote on health reform along with Republicans. It appeared that Senator Lieberman had company. Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana threatened to not only join Mr. Lieberman's filibuster threat, but to take it one step further, suggesting that he would be willing to filibuster to even block debate on a health reform bill that he didn't like.
some people argue they should vote to go forward on a bill even if we don't like it. But, as we get further along in this, I view procedure and substance as being largely one and the same. If there are things that are in the bill I think are just beyond the pale, for example, that would really explode the deficit in the out years or would dramatically increase the premiums that ordinary families are paying, I just don't think that's even worth starting a discussion on.
That remark has been interpreted not only here but everywhere as an indication that Senator Bayh planned to filibuster debate on health reform. Republicans on Capitol Hill sent around his remarks as soon as he made them because it seemed to be in line with their strategy that a vote no on health care was the same as voting to filibuster health care. Even as Joe Lieberman promised to stand with Republicans to block the vote on health reform in the end, at least Lieberman was pledging to allow the bill to come to the floor for an initial vote. Bayh's statement on CBS indicated that he wouldn't even allow that. Well, Senator Bayh's office issued a piece on that issue, releasing a statement that reads, quote, Senator Bayh will support moving forward to a health care debate on the Senate floor, where he will work hard to address his concerns and craft affordable legislation that reduces the deficit and lowers health care costs for Indiana families and small businesses. In other words, according to his office's statement, is now promising to allow the bill to come to the floor. But would he still, like Lieberman, filibuster the final vote with Republicans? Would he block a majority vote on the final bill and force his party to get 60 votes to pass health reform instead of 50? Well, exclusively, Senator Bayh told us this. He told us that his position on health reform is not the same as Senator Lieberman's. Senator Bayh told us it is extraordinarily unlikely that he would filibuster health reform. He said there is nothing in the bill he is aware of that he is aware of now that would cause him to vote to filibuster, and he said that he currently, quote, can't think of a set of circumstances under which he would vote against cloture. What does this mean? It means that it's been a very big 24 hours for health reform. Senator Bayh's statements as of 24 hours ago indicated that he had walked through the door that Joe Lieberman had opened, that he was willing to go even further than Joe Lieberman, not only willing to filibuster the final vote on health reform, but to filibuster any debate as well. Both of those perceived threats from Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana have now been walked way back, which means that Joe Lieberman stands alone. Joe Lonely. Questions remain about commitments not yet made by some other conservative senators, but probably the most substantive issues about health reform depend on whether it will take 50 votes to pass them or 60. And right now, Republicans' only hope to make it 60 are that a Democrat will side with them to filibuster. And right now, Joe Lieberman is their only stated hope for that. Joe Lieberman opened the door to that this week, and no one else is yet walking through that door to join him. Senator Bayh's office says today's turn of events is a clarification of the senator's position. It, of course, goes without saying that Senator Bayh does have a big political liability on this issue in that his wife sits on the board of directors of a handful of companies that would be directly affected by health reform. Senator Bayh's wife, Susan, is on the board of the health insurance giant WellPoint. WellPoint's the nation's largest commercial health insurer. Susan Bayh also sits on the board of directors of a handful of pharmaceutical corporations, including companies Dendrion, Curis, and Dyax. Senator Bayh's office told us explicitly today that Susan Bayh's activities have no impact whatsoever on Senator Bayh's legislative actions. They said, quote, neither Mrs. Bayh nor any employee or lobbyist for WellPoint can lobby Senator Bayh or any member of his staff. Our strict ethics policy goes above and beyond what is required under Senate ethics rules. What's clear is that Senator Bayh is making clear that he should not be seen as an obstacle to the Democratic Party's attempt to get a vote on health reform. The same cannot be said for Joe Lieberman.
You're saying that you would actually join in a Republican filibuster against the entire health care bill if this is included?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I would join a filibuster. Now, whether it happens to be Republican or not, that depends on other people's decision.
Whether the filibuster is Republican or not depends on other people's decisions, he said, namely other Democrats' decisions. Now that Senator Evan Bayh has essentially counted himself out of filibustering with Republicans, there is still only one Democrat or one member of Congress who caucuses with the Democrats who is on the record as willing to blow up health reform, and that is Joseph Isadora Lieberman. Joe Lieberman opened the door on this earlier in the week. Evan Bayh walked through that door very briefly, but he has now returned. Democrats only need 50 votes to pass health reform if they can get Lieberman himself to walk back through that door that he opened. Can they? Joining us now, once again, is Jane Hampshire. She's founder and publisher of the progressive blog Fire Dog Lake. It's fair to say, I think, she's been the online online activist-in-chief for health reform. Jane, it's good to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Rachel.
What's your reaction to this news from Senator Byrd that he is apparently not planning to filibuster the health reform bill? He can't imagine any circumstances under which he would.
Well, I think it's a mistake to think of the Senate as an august body, possibly the most powerful deliberative body in the world, and instead think of us as it being in day four of a beauty pageant. Day one, Harry Reid brings the public option. He's going to bring the public option to the floor. Everyone's just happy to be there. Day two, Miss Connecticut doesn't think anybody's paying enough attention to her, so she whips her top off by the pool in front of the judges. Day three, Chris Dodd's going to run for Miss Congeniality. He sticks up for Miss Connecticut. Evan Bayh's worried he's not going to get enough attention. He thinks maybe taking his top off is a good idea. And on day four, here we have Tom Harkin and Conrad shooting them looks and saying, you know, we've had quite enough of this. Everybody keep their tops on. So they came out and they said, you know, we think that Joe ought to think very seriously about whether he really wants to do something like this. And that doesn't sound like a lot to us, but the Senate doesn't think of themselves as a beauty pageant. They think of themselves more in Queen Victoria terms, in we are not amused. So I think Evan Bayh dialing it back had a lot to do with the response that he got from his Senate colleagues.
That is, first of all, that metaphor is so disturbing and so spectacular at the same time. I just have to hand it to you. The image of Joe Lieberman sans bikini top is now seared into my mind like a brand on a cow.
But hard to do that to you.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll never get that moment back. But in your metaphor, I mean, Joe Lieberman is still topless. And unfortunately, he still is. And so I think you're right to point out that other senators sort of gently expressing their disapproval of his proverbial toplessness at this point is a bigger deal than it would be in the real world, that their words do actually sort of calibrate differently. But what leverage can they really bring to bear on him in order to get him to get in line?
Well, as you say, there are people who do have influence over Joe Lieberman. Joe has his committee chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee. That's his power base in the Senate. He is a very vain man, and were that to be stripped from him, he would be like Rumpelstiltskin putting his foot through the floor. And the Democrats have the power to do that. So, again, the Harkin-Conrad comments today were to the effect of, you know, let's remember you're here at our good graces, Joe. But, you know, he also needs the sub-base at Groton, which is, the, you know, the submarine version of the F-22, in order to stay in the good graces of Connecticut citizens while he does stuff like this. And that's something that could, you know, potentially go as well. So there are levers that people in the Senate and the president can use to kind of rein Joe in. I think everybody's just sort of saying, this is what Joe does. We're going to let him run around with his top off for a little while, and eventually, well, I'll just suck it up and tell him to put back on, and hopefully Joe will put the shirt back on.
Now that Evan Bayh seems to be sort of off the table in terms of joining a Republican filibuster, now that he seems to be proverbially fully clothed again, what other Democrats are out there who haven't committed to staying in line on the procedural votes? I know that at Fire Dog Lake, that's one of the things that you guys have been really eyeballing.
Well, I was over here the other night, and I said I didn't think Blanche Lincoln would, and I don't think she would. She's too vulnerable in her state, and that kind of a move would draw primary challenges for her. You know, Ben Nelson we haven't heard from. He is usually, you know, he's probably the shoe that's waiting to drop that has made noises about the public option before, and he has much less to fear than Blanche Lincoln does. So I think that he's another one that people sort of want to, you know, want to know where Ben stands.
Jane Hampshire, founder and publisher of Fire Dog Lake. If he calls me, I'll let you know what he says. Thanks for your time, Jane.
Thanks.
The Rachel Maddow Show is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Protect your important files today with the number one online backup service, Carbonite.com.
My My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Watch out for some delays, both directions of 225. This is between Iliff and
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $30 Brothers Barbecue certificate for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
The catch.
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Roots technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Welcome back. This is The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Indiana Republican Congressman Steve Booyer first beeped on our radar when he claimed that health reform was a super secret plot to harm veterans, which it wasn't and it isn't. He also notoriously stated that smoking tobacco is just like smoking lettuce. Then we didn't hear much from Congressman Booyer for a while, and then we did again. and then some. Talking Points Memo and the Indianapolis Star began looking into Congressman Booyer's Charitable Frontier Foundation, which purports to grant scholarships to people who can't otherwise afford to go to college. Despite raising almost $900,000 over the years, the Frontier Foundation has yet to award its first scholarship. So what does Congressman Booyer's Frontier Foundation do since it doesn't actually give scholarships? Well, for one thing, it hosts fundraisers, which put the congressman in the Bahamas or Disney World or lots of other golfy locations to play lots of golf with lots of donors. The story of the anti-health reform congressman with the foundation that mainly pays his Greens fees has come full circle. The guy in the red shirt is Congressman Booyer himself. The guy in the blue shirt is Ryan Booyer, who is his son. Ryan Booyer sits on the board of his dad's foundation, this Frontier Foundation. Talking Points Memo reports that Ryan Booyer is also employed by the drug industry trade group, Pharma. Pharma has also donated more than $200,000 to Congressman Booyer's charity. On top of that, Congressman Booyer sits on the House subcommittee that regulates the drug industry, an issue that is of particular interest to that drug industry trade group that employs his son and gave $200,000 to his non-scholarship-giving charity. We contacted the congressman's office in Washington today. His communications director emailed us the following statement, quote, Ryan works in a non-lobbying administrative position at Pharma. Ryan has a finance background and first started at Pharma in the finance department, which led to the administrative position. If the board of the Frontier Foundation has any information that it feels should be publicly disclosed, it is within the sole discretion of the private foundation to do so. You know, there is a way for Mr. Booyer's comments to remain in place and to his liking. He is still welcome to come on this show to explain just what the Frontier Foundation does besides enabling many awesome corporate paid rounds of golf. And now to an extraordinary new detail tucked inside a new book by Barack Obama's presidential campaign manager. David Plouffe has a new book out about the campaign, and the initial excerpts being published to make you want to buy the book include some very new, very detailed information about how Mr. Obama chose Joe Biden to be his vice president. According to Mr. Plouffe, despite Obama's longstanding interest in Hillary Clinton as a potential running mate, in the end, it came down to three candidates on the final shortlist. They were Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, Delaware Senator Joe Biden, and Indiana Senator Evan Bayh. Governor Kaine was apparently put at the bottom of the list because of his lack of foreign policy experience. That left Senators Bayh and Biden. In terms of deciding between them, candidate Obama told his advisors, quote, I really haven't settled this yet in my own mind. It's a coin toss now between Bayh and Biden, which makes Senator Evan Bayh the first known American to have been a coin toss away from being a heartbeat away from the presidency. We turn now to our cumbersome endorsements correspondent, Kent Jones. Hi, Kent.
Hi, Rachel. You know, I just got back from Texas, and there is a huge heavyweight political bout brewing down there right now. Check it out.
All right.
Remember when Republicans were one big happy family? Everyone was all together, laughing together, loving together, hating the same people together. Then he came. The home wrecker. Now in Texas, the primary for governor is turning into a colossal struggle for the divided Republican family. On one side is Governor Rick Perry, that mavericky stimulus refuser with great hair. The governor is being backed by Sarah Palin. On the other, Kay Bailey Hutchison, two-term U.S. Senator, also with great hair. Ms. Hutchison is being backed by Dick Cheney. Palin versus Cheney. Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
You're tearing me apart!
How can Texas Republicans possibly choose? Dick Cheney's warm, grandfatherly demeanor versus Sarah Palin's ready command of the facts.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
Dick Cheney's 8 years as vice president versus Sarah Palin's 12 minutes and 48 seconds as governor of Alaska. Gun lover versus gun lover. They can't both be right. Dick, Sarah, I'm begging you, don't do this. Maybe you could sit down with someone and talk this over. Please, for the sake of the children.
Thank you, Ken. I was looking forward to that all day. I appreciate it.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. The governor of Maine, John Baldacci, is my guest next.
Opening a letter from the Internal Revenue Service can be a terrifying experience. Are you behind on your income taxes? Haven't filed for several years? Do you owe more than $10,000? Is the IRS sending you threatening letters, causing you to feel overwhelmed and powerless? Get the help you need from the team of experts at PowerTax. As a tax defense firm, PowerTax has helped its clients reduce old tax debt by as much as 90%. The staff of enrolled agents and tax attorneys at PowerTax will come to your rescue with the IRS with a franchise tax board. They'll file all your old tax returns and negotiate a settlement you can live with. Is your bank account being levied or your paycheck being garnished? Call PowerTax. In many cases, they'll get your levy or garnishment released in as little as 24 hours. Stop worrying and start living your life again. Call 1-800-581-2351. That's 1-800-581-2351. Call PowerTax today, 1-800-581-2351. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom87.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom87.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 87.com. Freedom87.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Watch out for an accident. This is southbound 225, right around 225. Could kind of hang things up as you're trying to get into the tech center. Now, speeds are really dropping for southbounders on I-25 downtown. They're going to dip down into the 20-mile-an-hour range on that approach to I-70. C-470 Dragon on the westbound side, starting right around Quebec, taking you towards Lucent. Across the plains, 76 still shut down between Brighton and the Nebraska state line. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
This weekend is the last days of the original lowest prices of the season sale at Kohl's. Hurry in to get the guaranteed lowest sale prices throughout the store. Sale ends Monday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
We don't sell toilets. We don't sell cheap.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store. I started it from my garage over 16 years ago. And today I'm proud of our single-location super showroom. 7 live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big-box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show. You're on Air America Radio.
Most corporate slogans I know are just slogans. They don't have all that much to do with how you do your job every day. But that whole place for politics thing is totally for real around here. Case in point, I have already been studying my Decision 2009 preparatory memos and statistics in order to get geared up for our election night coverage here on Tuesday. Decision 2009. I know, it's not even a midterm election. It's an off-year election, and there's only a handful of races. But we're doing election coverage. I'm really excited about it. And even though it's only a handful of races, they are very exciting races. There are mayor's races in a bunch of big cities, including New York. There's a special congressional election in Northern California. There's that crazy special election up by Fort Drum in Northern New York State, where Republicans like Fred Thompson and Sarah Palin from all around the country are bigfooting the local Republicans, telling them they don't like the local candidate the local Republicans picked to run in that local race. There are governor's elections in New Jersey and in Virginia, and in the great state of Maine, there is a ballot initiative that will have all eyes upon it on Tuesday night. It's Maine's Question 1, and it asks Maine voters if they want to repeal their state's brand new law allowing same-sex marriage. Earlier this year, Maine's state legislature passed and the governor signed same-sex marriage rights into law. But before the law even went into effect, opponents put together the petitions necessary to force a referendum on the issue. Like Proposition 8 in California this past November, Question 1 in Maine would ask voters to take away a civil right that's already on the books. Ballot measures about same-sex marriage have a worse track record than this year's St. Louis Rams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Tennessee Titans all rolled into one. Same-sex marriage ballot measures are 0-30 right now. The question is, could Maine break that losing streak? The polls say it's anyone's guess. A Daily Coast Research 2000 poll shows the No on One campaign is ahead of Yes on One, by which I mean that people who are in favor of same-sex marriage rights are ahead of those opposed, but they're only ahead by 1 point, one well within the margin of error point. The last round of polling we reported said the same. It was also a tie. Whichever way the vote turns out, it will be a big deal for gay rights as an issue nationwide. Many of the same players from both sides of California's Prop 8 battle have resurfaced in Maine this year to join the Question 1 fight. And Tuesday's vote will be the first true test of whether the gay rights movement has recovered and rebounded from last year's defeat with Prop 8 in California. But more than a Prop 8 rematch, the gay marriage battle over Proposition 1 in Maine is about the state of Maine itself. If the no-on-one forces prevail, if gay marriage rights are not revoked, Maine will become the first state in the country to have gay marriage rights upheld by the voters. Maine's struggle with the issue is perhaps most dramatically personified by the man who's become the unlikely top advocate for the no-on-one forces, for the fight to keep same-sex marriage rights intact in Maine. He's a man who just a couple of years ago was openly on the record against gay marriage. He is Maine's moderate Democratic governor, John Baldacci. Mr. Baldacci made it clear during his reelection campaign in 2006 that he supported domestic partnership rights, but not gay marriage. In fact, he said at the time, quote, "I don't support changing Maine statutes to recognize same-sex marriage. That isn't a fight that Maine needs now." Governor Baldacci then had a change of heart.
"I have come to believe that this is a question of fairness and of equal protection under the law, in that a civil union is not equal to a civil marriage."
That was in May, right after the governor signed Maine's gay marriage bill, which had been passed by the legislature. This week, he's out campaigning against Question 1, urging voters to uphold that law that he signed. On Tuesday, he appeared at a Get Out the Vote event with gay marriage advocates and families, and he told them, quote, "We are all unique people. We are all different, but we are all under the same Constitution, and we all want to make sure there is equal protection for all citizens." Joining us now is Maine Governor John Baldacci. Governor Baldacci, thank you very much for coming on the show. I know you're a very busy man.
Well, you're very welcome. It's good to be with you, Rachel.
You didn't just change your mind on this issue. You started fighting in earnest for something that you were opposed to not that long ago. Personally, what caused this change for you on the issue of gay marriage?
Well, it was an issue where you realized that civil unions were not equal to a civil marriage. And my responsibilities are under the Constitution to represent all people, not one particular faith or another. And it's important that we are there for people who are being discriminated against or could be discriminated against. Our state came into the Union as a free state, and I think it's something in our air and our water which we continue to strive to weed out and stand up against discrimination of any kind, because we know that it could be us next. And I'm very proud of Maine and the way that it stood up, the way that people have campaigned and recognized the inequality. I mean, Rachel, there were farm families from northern Maine, a very rural part, that talked very personally about what their son or daughters were going through and what their family members were going through, and that we needed to keep this law because it was important to their families. And this is the same story that's being told throughout the state of Maine. So, you know, I'm just very proud to be governor of a state of people like our state of Maine.
I know that you're in your second term as governor, Governor Baldacci, and I know that you won't be running again for governor. Correct me if I'm wrong. But in terms of thinking about the political consequences of this change of heart for you, do you think that if you were running again, this would help you or hurt you with the voters of Maine? I know that other politicians are watching your experience, thinking about their own stances on this issue.
Well, Rachel, I was a member of Congress when we were voting on the Iraq War resolution. And it was very difficult because it was just at the same time that we were running for election. But that wasn't right, and it wasn't being done for the right reasons, and I voted against it. It was a very difficult vote. I think the quote is that when history shines on you, you're sure to make sure you're advancing the cause of others and not letting their causes slip backwards. When this presented itself to me, it was difficult. It wasn't something that I was used to. But I promise people I keep an open mind, I'd look into the issue, and I'd be able to determine if it, in fact, was something that we needed to do for our state and for our citizens. And when I began to look at the issue and I saw that under state law we were granting rights for marriages and that we were going to be creating a second-class marriage statute if we allowed just civil unions and we wouldn't be upholding to our Constitution of equal protection, that there was only one course for me to take in telling people that civil unions don't equal civil marriage, separate and apart from the church. And the church is free to continue to do their marriages and blessings as they see fit. And this law reinforces that strong separation of church and state. And it's something that we have to be very vigilant about. But at the same time, we need to recognize that we are all unique. We are all different from each other, but we're all governed by the same Constitution. And it's my responsibility. I'm passionate about that because I think our state is passionate about the rights of others and about standing up against discrimination.
Governor, how confident are you about how this ballot measure is going to go on Tuesday. And if the law is overturned, if the yes on one forces win, is there a plan B for same-sex marriage rights in Maine?
I think, Rachel, it's a very good question, but when I visited the campaign office, there were over 8,000 volunteers, Rachel, and almost all of them are from the state of Maine. They're from families in the state of Maine. They're college students. They're older people, retired people, working people that are working on this, and they're working day and night in their campaign offices throughout the state. I was talking with Jesse Conley, and he was telling me about how driven and motivated they are and about the early voting that's already taken place. And you know, we're giving it 100% effort, and we've got some really dedicated people doing it. I'm very proud of them. And I told them that they can be very proud because they're creating a foundation and a recognition that our state stands for each other, and we're there in very difficult times. So we got good people. They're working really hard. They're running a great campaign, and we're going to run right up until election night at 8 o'clock and do everything we can do to make sure that Maine, you know, stands firm and is there for each other.
And a backup plan?
I think the way I approach this, Rachel, is that we conduct the campaign well. We've been able to get a lot of information and education out to people about a very difficult issue for some people, an emotional issue for some people to grapple with. So I think we've made a lot of inroads. So I think whatever the results are, I'm very pleased of the efforts and the abilities of a lot of people to be able to look within inside themselves and realize that it's only an issue of fairness. It's an issue of equal protection. And in our state, you know, we depend upon each other to be there in a pinch. And I think Maine people will be there for each other on election night.
Maine Governor John Baldacci, thanks very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Rachel. We'll talk with you later.
Indeed.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. So the coal industry hired a group that sent forged letters about climate change legislation to Congress. I think that's illegal. The member of Congress who caught them, Ed Markey, joins us next. The Rachel Maddow Show is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Protect your important files. Back up your computer today with Carbonite.com. Picture this. You're working on an important document when all of a sudden your computer crashes. Hours of hard work gone instantly. It can happen to any computer at any time. That's why Carbonite Online Backup is a must-have on my computers. Carbonite has recovered over 2 billion files that otherwise would have been lost forever. It automatically backs up your PC or your Mac whenever you're connected to the Internet. And it's just $54.95 for the entire year. That's less than $5 a month. Your work is important. Back it up with Carbonite today. If your computer crashes, you'll be so relieved you have Carbonite. With Carbonite, I know that my important files are going to be protected. Now, here's a special deal. Only if you use my offer code, Rachel. It's a 15-day free trial, plus you get 2 months free with any subscription. So go to Carbonite.com now. Enter the offer code Rachel for the free trial and 2 months free when you subscribe. Remember, Carbonite.com, offer code Rachel.
An accident in the tech centers.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and don't spend another year overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer this weekend at Walmart, and you'll give thanks for fairly priced ink all year long. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Grab our lowest prices of the season and great
Honduras two-day monster sale. Great tour busters like 50% off deals Friday 3 p.m. to 9 and Saturday 7 a.m. to 1. Plus, get 50% off all Halloween items. Come in costume for Jeffrey's trick-or-treat parades and get a free Halloween bag and treat Saturday noon to 3 p.m. Toys R Us, where kids are a big deal. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Don't you wanna be?
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Visit OurCleanWorld.com and find out how you can get $10 off your next purchase. That's OurCleanWorld.com.
The leaves are falling, and so are United's fares. To find the lowest-priced United flights of the holiday season, visit United.com/DenSale today.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
It's the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Big Coal, or at least its paid lobbyists, had a talk time on Capitol Hill, where a hearing was held to investigate a right-wing lobbying firm called Bonner & Associates. We first reported over the summer about forged letters that Bonner sent to Congress on behalf of the so-called clean coal industry. These letters appeared to come from organizations like the NAACP, the American Association of University Women, and groups representing Hispanics and veterans and senior citizens. They were sent to three House Democrats, and they expressed opposition to climate change legislation, supposedly from these community groups. And this was right before a critical vote. The issue is that the letterhead was stolen from these community groups, and the letters were forgeries. The bill did barely pass on June 26th by a vote of 219 to 212. Two of the Democrats who received these phony letters from the clean coal industry actually voted against the legislation, as the letters suggested that they should. It's since been revealed that Bonner & Associates knew on June 22nd that its employee had sent the fake letters. That's 4 days before the vote. So why didn't the firm inform the member of Congress who had been targeted with these forgeries?
The reason we didn't is we felt our first responsibility, responsibility of our firm as a grassroots firm, was to get to the organizations involved in a very open way and tell them that we, Bonner & Associates, had made this mistake, and that we apologized to these groups directly, and that we, as soon as we had found that this fraud had been committed by this temporary employee, fired that employee. And we should have also, as I look back on it, sir, and as I look forward to the future, should have immediately informed Congress of it at that moment.
Jack Bonner, the president of his eponymous firm, assigning responsibility for misinforming members of Congress to a rogue temp employee. Because, you know, coal flows downhill. Joining us now is Democratic Congressman Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He chaired the hearing into the forged letters. Congressman Markey, thank you very much for taking time to come on the show after such a big day.
No, thank you for having me on.
At your hearing, Mr. Bonner said he took responsibility for the forgeries, but he did repeatedly blame a temp, a rogue temp, for sending those letters. Were you able to figure out if this was a rogue employee situation or if this was systematically the way these guys operate?
Well, I think the big issue here was that the coal coalition and their subcontractors that included Bonner & Associates knew about these letters, knew that they were fraudulent before we ever had this historic vote on the Waxman-Markey clean energy bill on the House floor on June 26th. And yet the congressmen who had been the recipients of the fraudulent letters were never notified that the NAACP, that the American Association of University Women, that veterans groups, that senior groups actually did not oppose the legislation. And in many instances, they actually supported it, for example, the NAACP. So Bonner was hired by Hawthorne, and Hawthorne had been hired by the Cole Coalition. And yet all of them knew about the fraud, and none of them told the members of Congress, and it was a squeaker of a vote, 219, 212, and without knowing it, we were able to win, but it wasn't because a fraud had not been perpetrated.
Is defrauding Congress a prosecutable offense? What can happen to the Cole Coalition, to the subcontractor, to Bonner and Associates for having done this?
Well, I don't know that, but my own feeling is that I do have a responsibility to ensure that there is a spotlight that is placed upon this legislation, because now the Senate is taking up the counterpart legislation to Waxman-Markey, and that is the Kerry-Boxer bill. And I want to make sure that this is a debate that takes place on the facts. The planet is running a fever. There are no emergency rooms for planets, and we have to take action in order to give global leadership, create the green jobs, and back out the imported oil. And we won't be able to do that if we have a fraud perpetrated on the Senate the way it was on in the House, because that vote in the Senate is going to be very close.
In addition to them sort of getting caught for having done this in the House, this goes to the larger issue of whether or not these are this is an ongoing strategy. These are the ongoing, in an ongoing way, these are the types of tactics that the coal industry and other people opposed to global warming are going to opposed to global warming legislation are going to use to try to defeat it. To that end, it's been reported that one of the people testifying from the Coal Coalition may have committed perjury in your hearing. He said, "Our organization has never opposed the climate change legislation, the Waxman-Markey bill." I don't think that's true. Is it possible that the committee will be looking further into today's testimony? Could there be perjury prosecutions?
Again, I don't know if that's the case, and it would be premature for me to make any judgment. But the reality is that there was opposition to the legislation. In one of these instances, by the way, one of the letters that was sent was, it was of a deceased woman of a defunct chapter of the American Association of University Women that was sent to a congressman in Virginia who they felt could be persuaded to vote against the legislation, Tom Perriello. He did vote for the legislation, but that just goes to show the extent to which some people would be willing to go in order to block this historic energy, clean energy legislation from passing.
Congressman Ed Markey, Democrat from Massachusetts, chair of the House Select Committee on Global Warming and Energy Independence. Sir, it's great to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
We've all known someone whose hard drive crashed, right? A virus wiped out their computer, or maybe even their laptop was stolen. That's why I protect my important files with Carbonite Online Backup. The thought of your computer crashing or being stolen is awful. But remember, you can replace the computer. The big problem is your irreplaceable personal files, your business documents, your photos, your contact lists. The solution is Carbonite. Carbonite is the number one online backup service. It's recovered over 2 billion files that otherwise would have been lost forever. Carbonite's easy to set up. Once Carbonite is installed, you don't have to do anything. It automatically backs up to your PC or your Mac whenever you're connected to the internet. And it's just $54.95 for the entire year, which is less than $5 a month for total peace of mind. If your computer crashes, you might panic at first, but you'll be so relieved that you have Carbonite. With Carbonite, you can recover your files in just a few clicks. And because I think Carbonite is so important for every computer owner, I have a special offer for my radio listeners that'll tell you
you about in a minute. Nearly half of us will lose important computer files this year. In fact, you're four times more likely to lose irreplaceable files than you are to be in a car accident. That's why I urge you to take 2 minutes and do what I did. Protect your valuable files with Carbonite. Think about it. You have car insurance, you have health insurance, hopefully you have health insurance. Well, Carbonite is like insurance to protect your irreplaceable computer files. I have years of work stored on my computer, plus personal documents and photos. I trust Carbonite to protect my files. I know if anything happens to my computer, I can easily recover my files from any computer. I have a special deal that's only available if you use my offer code Rachel. It's a 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with any subscription. Don't risk losing your files. Back up today with Carbonite. Go to Carbonite.com now, and then before you do anything else, enter the offer code Rachel for the free trial and 2 months free when you subscribe. Remember, it's Carbonite.com, offer code Rachel.
Do you have a disability? Does it prevent you from working? Then you could be receiving Social Security income if you know how to get it. You can try applying on your own. Just be prepared for lots of paperwork and red tape. But if you want to improve your chances for success and...
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The White House says it has proof the stimulus plan is keeping Americans at work. Critics of a government report released a short time ago say they're not so sure. CBS's Steve Kathan is live to sort it out.
The administration puts its proof in an independent panel that's laying out where the money went. From that, White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein says
650,000 jobs saved or created thus far.
And when adding tax cuts that created jobs, he says the number's closer to a million. CBS MoneyWatch.com's Jill Schlesinger says numbers don't tell the whole story.
It's hard to judge the success of the stimulus plan.
And Republicans are likely to make that case, too, with unemployment close to 10%. Frank?
And this is just in. The government is slapping BP with an $87 million fine for not correcting safety hazards after a 2005 explosion that killed 15 workers at its refinery in Texas City, Texas. The government says income was flat in September and consumer spending fell. Economist Diane Swank says that was to be expected after the car buying frenzy in August.
Consumers, after the cash for clunkers did pull in a bit, we're not falling off a cliff again, but we're still going to see a very tepid Christmas.
Ethics inquiries are supposed to be secret, but a slip-up put information about investigations involving more than 30 members of Congress on the Internet in the front page of the Washington Post. Danielle Bryan runs a government watchdog group.
You're talking about nearly 10% of the Congress that's being investigated. That's pretty impressive in its scale. Of course, the committee has come out and said just because they're being investigated doesn't mean there's been any wrongdoing.
Investigators are reportedly looking into favors for lobbyists who made campaign contributions. 9 service members are missing off the California coast after the mid-air collision of a Marine Corps chopper and a Coast Guard plane.
A total of 7 Navy ships and Coast Guard cutters plus several helicopters are searching the waters about 60 miles off San Diego and have spotted wreckage but no survivors.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon. Voters in Honduras will go to the polls next month in an election that could allow President Jose Zelaya, who was bounced in a military coup, to return to power. Secretary of State Clinton announced the breakthrough.
I'm mostly proud of the people of Honduras who have worked very hard to have this matter resolved peacefully.
Secretary Clinton says the Afghan war is not an open-ended, never-ending commitment. President Obama meets with his war council today as he reviews options in Afghanistan. A taxi driver and eight other Afghan civilians have been killed by a bomb buried in the road they were on. Simon and Garfunkel, Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel were among the big names on stage in New York last night for the 25th anniversary All-Star Salute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A new study finds that a diet high in fructose or corn syrup can increase a person's risk of developing high blood pressure. Americans consume a third more fructose than they did 20 years ago. Dow Industrials are down 78 points. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
You can do a lot in an hour. You can jog 5 miles, mow a lawn. It's enough time to change your oil or donate the blood someone will need to survive. An hour can be a powerful thing. So just imagine what CSX employees get done when they volunteer 350,000 hours a year to hundreds of causes. We don't just wait for change. We help drive it. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news up.
Kevin Richards is concerned about sending his identity out into the world.
Hey, Gav. You know how you're always going on how I can't protect myself?
Oh, no, no.
I'm taking karate.
No, you're just a bundle of numbers and personal data.
Who can handle himself?
Hi-ya!
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Your furnace, if it won't stay lit, you may have blocked vents, and that could lead to carbon monoxide poisoning.
If the pilot lights are going out, you've got no gas, natural gas in the home, give us a call, or certainly, if you're concerned about carbon monoxide, call the fire department at 911.
Tom Henley with Excel suggests also making sure your meter box is free of snow and ice. In sports, the Nuggets are 2-0 on this young season. They beat Portland last night in Portland, 97-94. The New York Yankees are even at a game apiece in the World Series. Now they beat the Phillies last night, 3-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a very slow drive as you're heading pretty much anywhere around the metro. We've got a crash. This is westbound I-70 near Kipling. We're looking at delays for southbounders on I-25 as you're making your way past DU on towards the Tech Center on the southbound side of I-25. Eastbounders on 6th Avenue, Wadsworth, all the way up to I-25. Speeds are going to be running in the 20 and 30 mile an hour range. C-470, very heavy pockets past Bandamere as well as along Highlands Ranch. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm
walking on sunshine. Woohoo! What a show already. 6 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Fuglesang coming up next hour. Comedian John Fuglesang. StephanieMiller.com, the website. There'll be all sorts of fun stuff up after the show. For instance, Jim, who said for the past four decades our national spirit and natural joy have ebbed? Our national expectations have diminished. Our hopes for the future have waned to such a degree that we risk sneers and snorts of derision when we confess that we are hoping for a bright tomorrow. Politicians must set their aims for the high ground, and according to our various leanings, Democratic, Republican, Independent, we will follow. Who said that?
Soupy Sales.
Well, no, because Soupy Sales is kind of, well,
dead now.
Dr. Maya Angelou in her new book, Letter to My Daughter. Ah. We just had Dr. Angelou on, and that interview will be up on StephanieMiller.com after the show. She made an airplane glue joke. Don't miss it.
She was very funny.
She really was. She was delightful, as one would expect.
Although she called you Miss Erica at the end.
Shut up. She knows who she's talking to.
She meant Miss Air America, which is also inaccurate.
Which is also inaccurate, since I'm syndicated by Dial Global. Anyway, that's not important now. She probably meant Miss America. She thinks of me as Miss America.
No, you were fourth runner-up, America's fourth junior runner-up. Miss.
She probably Googled me.
Miss Unibrow.
All right. Representative George Miller, another steam-grassed Democrat of the great state of California. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Yesterday was an exciting day. We carried the press conference live from Nancy Pelosi. What do you think so far?
Well, I'm very encouraged. You know, yesterday was a very exciting day. Obviously, it marked the furthest we've come in the discussion of national health care reform in 50 years. And we believe that we're going to vote on this legislation sometime at the end of next week, either Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
And I think that's very exciting, certainly for the 37 million people who don't have insurance and for people who have lost their insurance because of the downturn in the economy when they lost their jobs. This really says that next time we go through one of these economic downturns, people have the security of knowing they're not going to lose their insurance.
Well, you know, that's the thing is when I read through, you know, a lot of this bill, Congressman, I mean, there are things that I'm not even sure people realize. A little notice but still significant part of the bill, for instance, would ensure that insurers in the individual market can no longer treat domestic violence as a pre-existing condition. Eight states currently allow insurers to reject women who have survived domestic abuse.
Right. I mean, it's just amazing how the insurance companies have manipulated the system. I mean, people get all upset about whether or not the government's going to be involved with the public option and the rest of this. What we're really saying is the insurance companies have run this system for 50 years, and people have been getting screwed. Their premiums are way in excess of what they need to be. They find out when they need the insurance most, it's not available to them. They find out in the middle of a therapy for cancer, the insurance company's walking out the door on them. They find out because they whether it's spousal abuse or all of these pre-existing conditions, that it's not there when they need it. And as they always say, this is not a complete list. Please consult the contract to see what the real list is. So they hide all of this from people. That's going to stop when you have a public option that's there in the public interest. And if people want to purchase the insurance plan in the public option, they can. If not, they can go to Kaiser, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whoever's around in their state. But they'll also know that they won't be living in a state where there's only one or two insurance companies offering that policy. There will be a third. It will be the public option. It will be there to keep prices down, and they can select it if they want. If they don't, they can choose something else.
Congressman, your colleague, Congressman Wiener, yesterday said, I guess the time has come for the president to get in here a little bit. I understand the idea of letting the legislature work its will, but unless we have the president in there putting his finger on the scale and his hands on the shoulders of some of my colleagues, we're not going to be successful with our red zone offense. Do you agree? And if so, what should the president do now?
Yeah, I do agree. I think the president has, as out of necessity, let the Senate and the House work their will to this point as the committees. We had three committees. There were two in the Senate. Those bills are now done. Our bill is on the floor of the House to be voted on within a week. The Senate bill is on the floor of the House or is ready, getting Senate. Ready to go to the floor of the House. And I think it's time now for the president to really insist, certainly in the Democratic caucus, the urgency and the necessity for our doing this. And that there are key components of this. We need a competitive system. We cannot take 37 million people and deliver them to the mercy of the insurance companies as the rest of us have been there for all these years. And he knows that, and he's got to, and I think he has started to do this. He met with members of Congress, I think it was last evening or the evening before, and I think you see the White House stepping up their involvement. I think it's important because when he gave his speech to the nation, it really gelled the Congress with a sense of the absolute necessity that this be done, because the health care costs, we hear it all the time when we're in our districts. We hear it all the time in Washington. It's crushing families and crushing businesses.
Yep, absolutely. Congressman, I thank you for your good work on this and for checking in with us as always. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman George Miller of the great state of California.
Up there in the Bay Area.
Where is my John Boehner pronunciation guide? As we discussed the HIV reaction to the health care bill.
John Boehner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Listen, computers would not lead the blind astray.
John Boomer.
That is the official pronunciation guide.
Except for some reason, the Mac is
The Mac gets it wrong.
Right-wing tendencies.
But the only thing Apple gets wrong.
Yeah, exactly. As you can imagine, the Boner was not on board yesterday in this historic day introducing the health care bill.
Tell me how we're going to fix our health care system with 1,990 pages of bureaucracy.
Oh, God.
This is what the American people have been saying over the last few months. Enough is enough.
Did he throw it down like he usually does?
What happened to the promise that we're going to let the American people see what's in this bill for 48 hours? But nope, we don't have time to do that.
He's like the Gallagher of Congress. Yeah, he always brings a prop.
He's doing the same act he's been doing since 1986. The Chuckle Hut.
Non-boomer.
He brought the bill to show that's why it's a government program, because it's big. There's too many pages. That's why it's... This is hilarious. He's been insisting with other Republicans for months that Democrats are shoving a secret bill down the throats of the American people. He said the health reform legislation should be posted online for 72 hours so members in the American people can see what's in these bills.
It's posted there right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it seems to me Democrat leaders want to rush these bills through Congress before anyone has a chance to read them.
It's posted online.
Yeah.
Yes. At a press conference, a reporter turned the tables on him and asked whether he would post the Republican plan for 72 hours. Boner declined to make such a pledge. Question, will the Republicans put their alternative online for 72 hours as well? Boner. Literally, the transcript says, have our ideas ready. Don't worry.
Putting the final touches on.
Yeah, why won't Boner post the GOP plan? Because he does not have one. Later in the press conference, this minor detail was revealed when a reporter pressed him for a Republican alternative plan. Question, is it your plan to have one Republican alternative you would all get behind and endorse? Boner, we have a number of ideas that we would like to prefer in this process, and we're not quite sure how the majority intends to proceed. And until we understand how they intend to proceed, it's pretty difficult for us to have a solid plan. Really? They've been debating this ad nauseum for how long?
It's out of time. It's stuff to do.
Since early last century.
Yeah. Clean the cat box.
Wow. He even got a tough question from Greta Van Susteren earlier this month. She asked why Republicans don't push for why House Republicans didn't push for transparency when they were in power. Boner said, it was a different time. Wow. What a big fat wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
Transparency's gay.
It's clear why Republicans have been insisting on having as much time possible to read the bill. Uh-oh. Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, accidentally told the truth. He said health insurance lobbyists need to be given at least 72 hours so they can try to kill the legislation.
He did not.
Oopsie. We have the Boner, I believe.
Senators just want to be left alone. They don't want government intrusion into their lives. Government health care would only hurt seniors and force them to give up their diet of yummy cat food to pay for something called doctor's visits and prescription medication. Republicans have a better solution. Just ignore them, and they'll eventually go away. We call it the ice flow solution. Normally, we'd put them on an actual ice flow and push them out to sea, but due to a conspiracy by tree-hugging liberal climate nuts to make it look like global warming actually exists, most of the ice flows have been melted by giant space lasers, as Glenn Beck pointed out in one of his shows just before he started weeping uncontrollably. And I see his point. Ignoring seniors and letting them die in peace should be at the top of our list. This is the top of our list if we had a list, which we don't, so I can't show it to you.
All right. Our other good friend, Senator Mitch McChinless.
Yes.
He said the public option, Jim, may cost you your life.
What?
It cost me my upper lip.
It's already claimed his upper lip.
The public option took away my upper lip.
What we're doing now is costing American lives.
Yes.
45,000 American lives a year.
Those are liberal statistics. Statistics have a liberal bias.
As we know, conservatives have been scaremongering about health care reform with the death panels, pull the plug on grandma, yada, yada. Oh, Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican of Texas, recently said, and we would know him from...
That's
he said, we've been battling this socialist health care, the nationalization of health care that's going to absolutely kill senior citizens. They'll put them on lists and force them to die early. In an interview on Dennis Miller's radio show.
That one made me puke.
That's still on?
He has a radio show?
Mitch McChinless said the public option may cost you your life.
Huh.
He said, and I quote, I think if you have any kind of government insurance program, you're going to be stuck with it, and it will lead us in the direction of the European style, you know, sort of British style, single-payer, government-run system, and those systems are known for delays, denial of care, and, you know, if your particular malady doesn't fit the government regulation, you don't get the medication,
no,
and it may cost you your life.
Why is France rated number one by the... Was it World Health Organization? Fancy socialized senior killing
plan. Anthony in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, the official financial planner for the show.
Thank you. Ooh, we could use that.
I've been in the business for 10 years, huge progressive liberal. I have a certificate in retirement planning from the Wharton School of Business. One of my teachers sat on Bush's commission to fix Social Security, so she told us what their fixes were. It's completely maligned out in the media. The Social Security is intact. It's going to be okay. Greenspan talked Reagan into using IOUs. For it, so they started taking money out, replacing them with IOUs. They start pulling those IOUs to fund Social Security in about 2017. Then those IOUs run out in about 2042, which means they only have enough money coming in to cover 70% of the benefit. So when they do the fixes, like Jim said, they have to raise the Social Security wage base, they have to maybe push out the age to about age 70, and they have to adjust the figure to... Instead of tying it to future earnings, they've got to tie it to inflation. If they do those fixes, no problem. Social Security,
you know what would have been better is if George Bush would have privatized it, and then we could have our seniors would have already gambled all their money away.
Correct. But, you know, in that plan, the commission told them privatizing was a completely moot point. She said she gets out on the road with George Bush, and he starts talking about privatization. She said she and the other commissioners were completely surprised when they talked among each other. They just said, hey, he's getting some really bad advice.
Yeah. Wow. They're like, what the? Hey, Dopey, that's not what we talked about.
Yeah, but what they said failed to catapult the propaganda.
Oh,
that was from a thought bubble. I just wanted to say that.
All right. What's in that big lots of healthcare pages yesterday that's so scary?
I saw a stack. Someone had printed out the entire bill.
Yeah.
It was really about a foot and a half thick.
What's in that there thing? We'll tell you next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Finally, talk radio you can dance to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Individual results may vary, and program is not available in all states. Please review all program materials prior to enrollment. President Obama has taken bold steps to bail out our economy. From Wall Street to Main Street, AIG to GM, the names are flying. But he hasn't mentioned your name, has he? Well, this message is for you. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, American Credit Card Solutions has a program and a plan to help. Call American Credit Card Solutions toll-free for assistance and free information. 800-507-4900. 800-507-4900. You shouldn't have to choose between food, clothing, and shelter or paying down your credit card debt. There's a way to do it all. So if you have a credit card debt of $10,000 or more, call right now for free information. 800-507-4900. That's 800-507-4900. 800-507-4900.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-737-0357. Get one for you or a friend. 800-737-0357. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-737-0357. That's 800-737-0357.
Unlike typical Fridays this morning...
I'm a Broncos fanatic.
And I want to know about every play and every player from experts who know the score at the Denver Post. Mike Cliffs, Lindsey Jones, and Jeff Langwalt eat and breathe this stuff. I get breaking Broncos news, player profiles, scouting reports, game-by-game previews, and expert post-game analysis. And I want to know how to connect with other fans, so I check out the daily All Things Broncos blog at denverpost.com. From NFL to local prep sports, the Post has the action covered. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
An important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
I'm a Broncos fanatic, and I want to know about every play and every player from experts who know the score at the Denver Post. Mike Cliffs, Lindsey Jones, and Jeff Langwalt eat and breathe this stuff. I get breaking Broncos news, player profiles, scouting reports, game-by-game previews, and expert post-game analysis. And I want to know how to connect with other fans, so I check out the daily All Things Broncos blog at denverpost.com. From NFL to local prep sports, the Post has the action covered. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
There's ghouls and goblins that fester in your sewer system. They are building and building their strength, and when the time is right, my dark minions will be strong enough to clog that drain.
Don't let the ghouls and goblins clog your drain. Call Drain Solvers, part of the Troubleshooter Network. Call Drain Solvers and get a $99 drain cleaning. 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Tell them Dracula sent you.
Drain Solvers, how can we make you smile today?
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes.
It's a monster, man.
Oh, we need to play that this morning, too.
That's required by law, yeah. Katie in Minneapolis on Sean Hannity has been saying for years that this is a liberal holiday.
Yeah, he was going on and on about how all it does is teach children how to get handouts.
Yeah.
Go door to door, and it's socialism, and they get something for nothing.
It's a socialist holiday.
He's been saying that for years. Just a little joke.
I have more from Evil Uncle Chuggles' website, the Halloween warnings. They have Halloween advice at thechristianbroadcastingnetwork.com. Because, by the way, Jim, it's the whole season. It's all of it. It's not just Halloween.
Right.
That's a satanic thing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. During the season, witches are celebrating the changing of the seasons from summer to fall. They give praise to the gods for the demonic harvest. They pray to the gods of the elements, air, fire, water, earth. Mother Earth is highly celebrated during the fall demonic harvest.
Mother Earth, the whore of Babylon? It's so obvious.
Witches praise Mother Earth by bringing her fruits, nuts, and herbs. Demons are loosed during these acts of worship.
Loosed. Huh.
When nice church folk lay out their pumpkins on the church lawn, fill their baskets with nuts and herbs, and fire up their bonfires, the demons get busy.
Wow.
It's all evil. All the colors and the fall and the...
And the flavin.
Okay.
I curse my fate that I was born in autumn. My colors... I had my colors done, and oh, Lord, please forgive me for my autumnness.
Tim in Madison. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
Yes.
You know, I just love how John Boehner finally got cornered, the boner.
Yes.
Got cornered and had to admit that there is no Republican option for health care. I'm so happy about that.
I know.
It makes my Halloween and this drunken fest that I'll be in for Halloween, you know.
It makes it all the more festive that
John Boehner
got. By the way,
what?
I love this, too. The boner?
Yes.
And right-wing tool Mike Pence.
Oh.
Republican from Indiana, the guy I debated with Roger Hedgehog.
Cock.
Excuse me?
Hmm? You keep getting that wrong. It's Roger Hedgecock.
Oh, pardon me. Mm-hmm. The right-wing radio host, Hedgehog.
Cock.
Hmm? Okay, anyway, they both held a press conference to explain why the progressive health reform would hurt seniors and to highlight the GOP's better solutions.
Yes, which are?
In an email, Boehner instructed the readers to go to the Republican health care website, and you can see all of our proposals. The website outlines the Republicans' plan. for common sense health reforms, but seniors are not addressed in the plans presented. In fact, there are no occurrences of the word senior, elderly, or older Americans at all.
Just ignore them. They'll go away.
It seems like that should have been at the top of their list, since he shot his mouth off about it at a...
Maybe he just hopes they all die.
Yes, that's...
Grayson said.
Okay. The president yesterday...
This bill includes reforms that will finally help make quality insurance affordable.
Representative Nancy Pelosi, in making the announcement yesterday.
We are about to deliver on the promise of making affordable, quality health care available for all Americans.
It will extend health care to 36 million people who currently lack coverage, impose sweeping new restrictions on the insurance industry, and have a government option, according
to... The bill will expand coverage, including a public option to boost choice and competition.
Woohoo! Sandy in Rochester, New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, I wanted to be the official arrestee for health care. I got arrested yesterday with three other 60-year-old gray hairs, surrounded by 16 police cars, and hauled into jail for trying to deliver a letter to a big conglomerate healthcare corporation in Rochester.
Wow.
Yeah. Letter delivering.
Is it your job to...
Sitting in a public coffee...
Is it your job to ring the bell at the cathedral there? Is that what you're doing currently?
I guess. Yeah. Well,
thank you, Igor.
Oh, stop.
I'm kidding. Well, good for you. Good for standing up for our rights. I appreciate it. Look at that scuffle.
Arrest people for trying to deliver a letter?
Boy. 28 minutes after the hour, back with Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of Jersey, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and that means one thing, full-size deals on full-size trucks, like Chevy Silverado. Backed by a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. With roadside assistance and courtesy transportation programs, it's America's best coverage. Plus, Silverado has the lowest cost of ownership of any full-size pickup, so it's also America's best value. It's no wonder Silverado is America's best truck. Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months or $6,000 total cash back on select 09 Silverado half-ton extended and crew cab vehicles in stock. It's truck month, so see your local Chevy dealer today. Based on Vincentric's 2009 model level analysis, available only on 20% of vehicles in dealer stock, the longest as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Example down payment, 7%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Slick roads, lots of volume, are keeping everybody slow right now. The biggest delays are southbound I-25 as you're making your way past DU. 270 loaded up across Commerce City, especially on the eastbound side. Same deal for eastbound I-70 as you're getting off of I-25, making your way towards Colorado. You're going to find speeds dip down there, too. Across the plains, eastbound I-70 remains shut down. Denver all the way to Kansas, you're going to find very slick roads there. Northwestern part of Kansas is a mess as well. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
The folks who bring you conventional beds would like you to keep sleeping and dreaming and believing that your back pain is caused by injuries or aging or some unfathomable mystery, rather than by the bed they themselves have burdened you with. The fact is, ordinary beds can actually cause a lot of back pain, no matter how expensive they are. And if you want to lose your back pain now, lose your bed and join a revolution in sleep known as the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The first bed in history that calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. In clinical studies, an amazing 93% said it relieved their back pain. So challenge sleep as you know it. Visit a Sleep Number center now and take the Sleep Number Challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last just for finding your sleep number. And you just may lose your back pain forever.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Join RAIN in the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It reduces the deficit, meets President Obama's call to keep the cost under $900 billion over 10 years, and it insures 36 million more Americans. 36 million
more. Yeah, but other than that, it sucks.
33 million.
Communist socialist.
33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey helped us get to yesterday. He is on the line with us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Well, thank you. The people helped us get to yesterday, your listeners, who insisted when all these people came out in the summer who claimed they were speaking for the American people and said they didn't want this, who insisted that that was not true.
Yep.
So we appreciate your listeners being so active and so helpful.
You know, I don't know, Congressman, if people realize, you know, everything that's in there, because I know that, you know, we didn't get everything we wanted. Those of us that wanted the really robust public option didn't get that, but there is a
right.
strong public option, correct?
There sure is, yeah.
You know, and I know that it most importantly to me, it puts a lot of new restrictions on the private insurance industry. In addition to the public option, the pre-existing banning people because of pre-existing conditions gone, right? Ability to charge a higher premium on the basis of age gone.
Yeah, it's gone right away. So it's important to note that when President Obama signs this bill, and we're saying when, not if, that the ability to deny you coverage because you've been sick before ends. And the ability to charge you more because you've been sick before ends, whether it's diabetes or breast cancer or skin cancer, whatever, that's over. Another thing that's really important, right now, if somebody has a tragedy in their family, a child with chemotherapy or, their motorcycle accident with a brain injury that costs a huge amount of money, people run into these policy limits and they run out of insurance, that's over. When he signs this bill, you'll have to be covered for every medically necessary thing for the rest of your life. Another thing happens to people. They pay their premiums forever, and then they get sick, and they get their coverage canceled.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
where did all that money go? Now that you need them.
I mean, that's over.
Yep.
For senior citizens, a year from today, their drug costs are going to be a lot lower. The so-called donut hole, you know, where people run out of coverage by June or July.
Yeah, my mom has that problem
right now. First of all, there's going to be another $500 next year, which practically speaking means that it's going to be September, October before she runs into the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that eventually the problem disappears, by the way, over about 10 years. But the other thing is that when she hits the donut hole, if she's buying name brand drugs, she gets a 50% discount next year.
Mm-hmm,
so if it's $100 to buy, Metformin or something for blood pressure, diabetes problem, it'll be 50 instead of 100. Now, I said, look, that's not the greatest thing in the world, but that's real progress for real people.
It's
which
important.
Is why the Republicans are real upset about this.
It's important to me.
Stop it.
It's important to me, Congressman, because I'm cheap and I'm not giving my mother the money. Now, the other thing I think is important here with insurance company is they will be required to spend 85% of their incomes on coverage, limiting their ability to advertise or pay bonuses with all that money you give them.
Glad you brought that up. So here's the deal. Right now, where these healthcare mega giants are bringing in $100 and paying doctors and hospitals 70 and keeping the other 30, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
The maximum they're going to be able to keep is $15 out of every 100 that they collect, which means they either pay the providers more, which is good because it means that privacy will do more for us, or they lower the price.
Right.
This takes effect immediately as well.
Well, in a late addition to the bill, the 30-year-old restrictions on the Federal Trade Commission's ability to look into the insurance industry would be erased, correct?
Older than it goes back to 1930s, but it's more than just look into it. They will now be forced, like every other business in this country, like stores and car dealerships and radio stations, to compete with each other.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
So their exemption from the price-fixing laws will end under this bill. And if they're colluding with each other to fix prices, which I think there's a lot of evidence they are, that's over.
Yep. No wonder they're not very happy with this.
Listen, the less happy they are, the more I'm sure we're doing the right thing.
Your colleague, Representative Boehner, of Ohio, he said it will raise the cost of Americans' health insurance premiums, it will kill jobs with tax hikes and new mandates, and it will cut seniors' Medicare benefits. Is anything in that sentence true, Congressman?
That's an extremely accurate description of their plan.
Which is, stay the same, right?
Yeah, their plan is keep doing what we've been doing for 40 years.
Yep.
And I assure you, that will raise people's premiums, that will kill jobs, that will reduce the quality of coverage. I mean, look, I think the Republican Party's given the American people a very clear choice. If you like things the way they are, if you think the insurance company should have more power and you should have less, if you think things are sailing along just the way you want, well, then you know what? You should support what they're doing. But if you're like the people I talk to, then we offer a much better alternative.
Congressman Andrews, your colleague, Representative Eric Cantor, it appears the problem is there's too many pages in this.
First of all, you've got to say, here they go again. Same debate, different day. This is a gargantuan expansion of government takeover of our health care.
Healthcare is just a little bit complicated. Apparently, if you'd given them a one-pager, that would have been too gargantuan.
Here, I would make him a deal. If we use a different font, and reduce this by half. Will he vote for the bill if we cut it in half? I mean, that's the silliest argument I've ever heard. Let me say this to you. It's bizarre. On the one hand, these guys say, you're dealing with this very complex problem, and you're being careless about it. On the other hand, they say, because you were very specific about how you're going to handle a lot of things, you're making a mistake. Which is it? I mean, that's like saying that we're only give a brain surgeon, 2 days to prepare for an operation instead of how much time she or he needs.
Right.
That's a silly objection. And frankly, I think the reason they're talking about things like that is they do not want to talk about the questions you just asked me. Are they for or against prohibiting discrimination on a pre-existing condition? Are they for or against providing affordable health coverage to somebody who cleans houses or works in a convenience store?
Mm-hmm.
Are they for or against reducing your mom's prescription drug bill? And frankly, are they for or against paying for this by having the top 0.3% of people in the country pay a little more in taxes? Let's have that debate.
Mm-hmm. Congressman, I know that you're not responsible for what happens on the Senate side, but I thought it was interesting yesterday. Senator Arlen Specter was asked if, given Senator Lieberman's position, he would support using reconciliation to pass health care with a public option. He said, as a last resort, yes.
Oh, I would, too. That's a resort we might have to check into. I mean, look, one of the false arguments being made here. Well, first of all, let's unpack what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
The question here is whether we're going to let 2 or 3 senators hold this up, this progress that this country needs, whether they're going to let them hold it up or not. And the answer is absolutely not. There are 435 people elected in the House and 100 people elected in the Senate, and the president and the vice president. Last time I checked, a substantial majority of all three of those institutions wants this done. We are not going to let 2 or 3 people stand in the way of this. And the argument that, we shouldn't use a 50-vote procedure instead of a 60-vote procedure is because it's sneaky or rare. Wait a minute. They didn't say that when the Reagan tax cuts passed that way.
Yep.
They didn't say that when the Bush tax cuts passed that way. We didn't say that when the Clinton economic plan passed that way. Every major piece of economic legislation in the last 40 years has been done through reconciliation.
Yeah.
It's a totally bogus argument to say this should not be done that way either.
Yeah, and they literally have no response. When you say that to them, it just literally, that was a different time.
Because we were doing it. The amount of hypocrisy here is just mind-boggling.
I know.
Somehow or another. By the way, Republicans did run a few thousand-page bills out here in their time, too. The idea here that the number of pages determines the quality of a bill?
In my opinion, War and Peace was too long.
But it's written in a communist font. It's written in Cyrillic. So
there's no question about it. Yeah. Well, when you get a president born in Kenya, this is what happens.
Yeah. So many things. It was the best of times. It was the worst. It's too long already.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I know that Harry Reid and Dick Durbin are also saying the same thing on reconciliation. They're saying, you know, they don't want to go there. Spector also said something interesting. He thought that they will get to 60 votes. They won't need reconciliation. But, you know, I think you're absolutely right.
I think the two are related. I think that if senators who feel that they can block this understand they're going to be left out of the process altogether, I think they're going to come to the table and negotiate.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's exactly it, negotiating from strength, as you do every day. Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey, thank you, sir.
Look forward to talking to you again.
You too. There he goes. Okay.
But what does Olympia Snow think? Who the F cares?
Too long. It was a dark and stormy... I'm asleep already.
Do you read any of the prep I send you?
No.
Yeah. Why does it need to be so long?
Staff do that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the House Democrats introduced... Oh, whatever. Get to the point. 43...
Did you read Maya Angelou's book?
Mm-hmm. 43 minutes after the hour.
How the dog ate it.
Yeah,
That's the thing. Publishers know this talk show hosts are too stupid to read the whole book. That's why they send you the Cliff Notes.
Yes!
Cliff Notes were made for talk show hosts.
We don't care about getting the book. We care about getting the press release.
I can smartly quote from things from it and sound like I've read the whole book. Stop pulling the curtain back, you moron!
Right.
43 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's full of witches and strange creatures of the night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Gold Rush is back at Cash for Gold. Now get 20% more cash for your used, unwanted, or broken gold, silver, or platinum jewelry from Cash for Gold. Call 800-658-8917. Cash for Gold is on a mission to buy $100 million in gold, silver, or platinum. That means you can turn your unwanted items into more cash than ever before. This is the biggest gold rush ever. So call Cash, the number 4, Gold, now to receive your additional 20%. Call 800-658-8917. Gold is at an all-time high, and Cash, the number 4, Gold, is the largest consumer gold buyer in the U.S. Join the millions who've turned their unwanted gold jewelry into cash and receive an additional 20% today. Call 800-658-8917. Be a part of the gold buying spree that will pay you 20% more. Call 800-658-8917. That's 800-658-8917. If you're selling, we're buying.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
The Denver Drive continues.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan. Both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Find out how to get $10 off your next purchase by clicking our banner ad now located on your Listen Live player or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Products to market in building their business. The Colorado Inventor Showcase takes place from 3 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 3rd at the Cable Center in Denver. Learn more at ColoradoInventorShowcase.com. That's ColoradoInventorShowcase.com. One more time, ColoradoInventorShowcase.com. The life you change may be your own.
Shop the JCPenney bonus sale with an instant money coupon from JCPenney. Get $10 off instantly when you spend $50. Check your newspaper or go to JCP.com for your instant money coupon. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and
Stephanie Miller.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
All right, we fulfilled our FCC pre-Halloween requirement.
Yep.
48 minutes after the hour. Happy Halloweeny, everybody. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This is a coincidence. On the anniversary of his 2008 election victory and a day after next week's elections in Jersey and Virginia, President Obama, right near Halloween, will travel to Madison,
Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan up there in the Madison, Wisconsin.
See? Pat Robertson is right. I'm sure that makes him Satan.
And Madison is situated between the Lake of Fire and the Lake of Perdition.
It's on an isthmus, you see. Yes.
Where many homosexuals are now doing the backstroke in the Lake of Fire.
And the Lake of Perdition.
Uh-huh. Okay. Brian in Miami, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. I wanted to comment on the size of the bill, the health care bill.
Yes.
As much as I do like the bill, I got to admit that, you know, Republicans do have a little bit of a point on the size of it. Even Paul Krugman in an article a couple days ago said that it was kind of a Rube Goldberg device with all the different mechanisms and subsidies and stuff like that. But that's only because that people won't go for single payer.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say single payer could be a single page.
Yeah.
The Conyers bill, and it's great, the H.R. 676 is short enough to read on your lunch break. It's 30 pages.
Yeah.
And it's completely paid for, and it will cover everybody.
Well, no, you're exactly right. Like we said from day one, Medicare for All, that's one page, single payer. That's one page. You're absolutely right. That's the problem, is it, you know.
The Republicans made it too complex.
Yeah. I mean, it just, it is. The political influence and the influence of corporations and all that stuff, you can't, that's what I'm afraid of, is that we end up even just getting a sliver of some sort of competition, kind of, then everybody's already like, yeah, it's still too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mike in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gang, how are you?
Good.
I've got two questions that I'm wondering if maybe you guys know the answer to. First of all, what's the bill going to do for people, say, living under viaducts? Because you hear about
price. I don't know if that's specifically mentioned, even in 2,000 pages.
And also, I'm wondering if they have to spend 85% in medicine now, does that mean that they can't lobby anymore? They're not going to have the money to lobby?
Well, they can't spend it all on advertising and on CEO bonuses. Yeah. That's the point. They have to actually spend it on coverage.
What?
That's, huh? Joel in California.
Yeah,
I don't.
In Hayward, California, driving around on our state's crumbling infrastructure.
Hayward.
Woohoo, Hayward.
The gateway to San Lorenzo.
Hey, where is that, Hayward?
It's where you drive when you can't get across the Bay Bridge, which is broken.
Right, yeah.
I need to fix things.
Okay.
Anyway, three quick things. one, let me see if I can remember them, one government program that is working, and two bills of widely divergent sizes. I was just thinking that the Intertubes was a government program and seems to be working just fine. And then I've got two bills for you. One was the U.S. Patriot Act of several hundred, perhaps over 1,000 pages, don't remember, ran through by a certain Republican Congress in 2001. And if you want a nice short bill, we've got the first version of the bank bailout bill pushed through by, or attempted to be pushed through by, Bush's Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson.
Yeah, yeah. That was short and awful. Yeah.
It was short, yeah, exactly.
Here's Roger Desk. You sent all the money to me. That's it.
Stephanie in Madison. To Mr. Henke, the Christmas drudgery poo.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Stephanie in Madison.
Hey. I'm calling about Alan Grayson. I think this guy is so awesome. I think he's America's future husband for sure.
Yeah.
But I trust he's got my back on this. And I heard him yesterday saying, talking to Ed Schultz, and he's okay with it. So, you know, this guy's great.
I felt so terrible
when he was crying on the floor reading our letters of despair, and He's a superstar.
Yeah, he really is. I agree with Steny Hoyer yesterday.
What a day for America, and what a day for all of our people.
Yeah, I mean, most of the real progressives that really wanted a strong, obviously started even from single payer, still yesterday, Representative Gerald Nadler.
They couldn't get 218 votes for that. There's no point crying over spilt milk.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Weiner, obviously, who was a big proponent of the public option.
We have a weaker public option. There's no disputing that. It's not what I would have liked. But I can tell you now we're going to have a sliver of competition.
One of them said, I can't remember who, a congresswoman said, we do what we can do. Mm-hmm. Now it's, I've been saying this from day one. I'm not saying we wanted a half a loaf. I'm saying it's better than nothing. There is a lot of good stuff in this bill. There's a lot of good stuff in the Senate bill,
It's a good starting point.
Yes. And I hope that they're
these
right.
Things will evolve.
I hope the hysterical right-wingers are right, that this is, it will open the door to single payer.
Yeah,
I'm always like, oh, woo, okay, all right, good. The public option remains. The support for public option remains broad on the streets of U.S. cities. Voters and pollsters say it is amazing that we're still trying to get Democrats on the side of a public option.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziness.
So Republicans are saying this bill is a gateway drug.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why you got to keep calling these moderate Democrats. Tell Zach I said hi if you call Senator Lieberman's office. Tell him I want to date him and kiss him.
I think Zach has been committed to
an institution.
He's on heavy medication right now.
Showing that bright national radio spotlight on him.
Yeah.
He withered.
He certainly did.
Anyway, normal Americans, Bill Zaffer.
Who? And he's with?
He's a Phoenix mobile home salesman and a fine American.
Okay.
Well, he said, when you have no competition, the prices keep going up and up. The public option is going to force them to change to bring down their prices, hopefully. Thank you, Bill. See? Normal Americans get it. Several polls in recent weeks show support running anywhere. It depends on what poll and how they ask it, but 50 to 60 to 70% in the latest poll. Susan Brownlow from Atlanta.
And she's with?
Nobody. She's just, I don't know where she could be. I don't really know anything about her personal life. That's not important now.
Okay. Sorry.
She's
trying to find out more.
She said it's all. Don't be so nosy.
Okay.
She's 48. It's none of your business what her life's about.
Well, it's none of my business how old she is.
What? Oh. It's almost impossible to get insurance. She said a public option would present me with an opportunity. She has repeatedly been denied coverage since having a seizure 8 years ago. She's been without coverage for a year. Gary Minovich.
And he's with?
I don't know.
And how old is he?
33.
Okay.
He said,
wow,
I haven't
he's
had...
much old, much younger than you.
I haven't had health care in like 7 years, and I think if he had passed this a long time ago, I'd been able to see a doctor. See? Just normal Americans that get it. Get it. All right. Representative Mike Pence, that right-wing tool that mm-hmm. it debated on the...
Republicans are going to continue to raise the curtain on what we believe will resonate with the American people, which is allow Americans to purchase across state lines, bring about medical malpractice reform, mm-hmm. and the kind of modest, reasonable, responsible reforms the American people really want.
Mm. And can we see that on your website? Do you have, where's your health care plan?
And by malpractice reform, they mean giving people absolutely no possibility of suing when they botch
Yeah,
know, and
when the doctor leaves a sponge in your brain after surgery, like many of our right-wing callers have.
Or when a pharmaceutical company puts out a bad drug, like they did for my aunt, who...
See, we even care about right-wingers, like that guy Jim once said, our right-wing caller, that Jim said he sounded like someone left a sponge in his brain.
Yeah.
After surgery, and we even want him to be able to sue.
Yeah.
And I think his arguments would have been a little more thought out if there weren't so much getting soaked up in there because of the sponge.
When individuals sue corporations, that's always a frivolous lawsuit to Republicans.
That's right.
Charles in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
You got to look at it like this. With the public option is like sex. You know, there's good sex and robust sex.
Yeah!
You can't always get the robust sex.
Yeah, but like somebody said, when sex is like pizza, you know, when it's good, it's really good. When it's bad, it's still pretty good. It's right. Still sex. All right, Charles.
What's Chicago-style sex?
Deep dish
deep
sex.
And doughy.
And cheesy.
And everything but the kitchen sinks on there. All right. 57 minutes after the hour. Fridays with John Fugelsang next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family, so I know I have to get health insurance. But I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The administration's begun touting the number of jobs saved or created with the help of Uncle Sam's stimulus money. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
650,000 jobs created or saved, the White House estimates. Closer to 1 million if you figure in jobs linked to billions in tax cuts.
The stimulus package did have a beneficial impact.
Says NYU's Lawrence White. All the information's at recovery.gov. The figures will be debated, and there are critics.
It's very difficult to disentangle all of the various things that are contributing to employment levels.
Brian Bethune at IHS Global Insight says stimulus is fine, but businesses have to start creating jobs again. Nick?
Once the Cash for Clunkers program ran out, consumer spending nosedived. The government says it fell 0.5% last month, the biggest drop in 9 months, and incomes were flat. Economist Mike Namara says that bodes ill for retailers over the upcoming holidays.
The income side of today's report suggests that it will be a slow season.
President Obama is nearing a decision on whether to commit more troops to the war in Afghanistan. As another step in the process, a sit-down today with the Joint Chiefs.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. It will be President Obama's seventh major meeting since the start of his review. Top aides say the Situation Room session with the Joint Chiefs of Staff is one of the final pieces of the process. The president is nearing a decision on whether to send thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan. Among the central questions, how much of the volatile country should the U.S. and its allies protect?
A leaked report from the House Ethics Committee shows that more than 30 lawmakers and several congressional aides have been under scrutiny over a variety of allegations, including corporate influence and questionable campaign contributions. Danielle Bryan, the executive director of the Project on Government Oversight, says several members of one powerful committee are among the group.
Everyone knew that Charlie Rangel was under investigation. Everyone knew that PMA, that lobby shop, was the center of investigations. What people didn't know is that the investigations went beyond just Congressman Marissa and Viskosky, but actually to seven members of the Defense Appropriations Committee.
The Coast Guard search has resumed off the Southern California coast for nine people aboard two military aircraft that collided last night. Coast Guard Captain Thomas Ferris.
We are always hopeful. We're working very hard to make sure we cover any possibility. And the assumption is always that they are alive.
Now, the Coast Guard says debris has been spotted. The collision occurred between a Coast Guard plane searching for a missing ship and a Marine Corps helicopter on maneuvers. California transportation officials say the closed San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge did not open in time for this morning's rush hour as they'd hoped. Crews had worked on through the night to repair the bridge, caused when a rod snapped on Tuesday. Officials say they still don't know when the bridge will reopen. More than a quarter million commuters use the bridge every day. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 67 points. This is CBS News.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe it's all GEICO's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. Which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. We are slowly getting back to normal after the big snowstorm of the past 2 days. The big problem is now east of town. I-76 in and out of Nebraska and eastbound I-70 from Aurora to the Kansas border are still closed. That's stranding drivers at Colorado truck stops.
Yeah, we've been sitting in the parking lot here all evening.
And Jack has no idea when he'll be able to get him and his UPS truck full of packages to Kansas City.
Thank God I did pack an extra pair of long johns to work to put on.
A number of U.S. postal trucks are also stuck this morning east of town. Full schedules are planned for United and Frontier Airlines at DIA today after the storm. It follows the cancellation of a lot of flights over the last few days. DIA's Dan Melfi says some flights did maintain their schedules.
Believe it or not, we had a lot of planes on time, on-time arrivals and on-time departures, which is a real kudo to this airport.
Of course, today it's still a good idea to check your airline ahead of time for both departures and arrivals. In sports, the Nuggets are 2-0 on the young season after last night's 97-94 win in Portland, and the New York Yankees are even Steven with the Philadelphia Phillies. It's a game of peace in the World Series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're still looking at heavy pockets pretty much anywhere you're heading right now. The slowest of this morning's drive that remains southbound 225. This is after Parker Road up towards I-25. 270 also heavy in pockets. Same deal on 36 as you're trying to travel between Denver and Boulder. Now across the plain, CDOT has just reopened both directions of I-70, that between Denver and Kansas. We'd had a closure due to adverse weather conditions. However, the eastbound lanes of 76 still shut down Brighton to Nebraska. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shop the JCPenney bonus sale with an instant money coupon from JCPenney. Get $10 off instantly when you spend $50. Check your newspaper or go to jcp.com for your instant money coupon. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. Jim Ward kicking off things this hour just to mix it up.
That's
just to
crazy.
Keep you on your toes.
It's like the show's gone mad.
Listener Matt sent me a little joke for me to do on the air, mostly because it involves Mick Jagger and Sean Connery.
Uh-huh.
It's more of a riddle, really. What is the difference between Mick Jagger and Sean Connery? Mm. Mick Jagger sings, "Hey, you, get off of my cloud." And Sean Connery yells, "Hey, McLeod, get off of my youth."
because
there's sheep in Scotland.
And there's... Oh, right.
Perhaps there's more than shearing going on with it.
Oh, no. Well, Stephanie sheep. Miller, home game. You can play, too.
Oh,
you can email us all, their executive producer, Crystal Boy Voice Deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Listen, I know we're getting all festive, and it's time for Halloween and all of that, but where's my tiny violin? It's a sad day for Oily Taint, who...
huh?
The leader of the birther movement, Orly Tate, pardon me.
She's still around?
A federal judge in California has issued a brutal ruling dismissing the latest birther lawsuit challenging President Barack Obama's qualifications to be president. In a 30-page ruling issued yesterday, Judge David Carter used unusually withering language to throw out the suit. Prominent birther's attorney, Orly Tate, brought on behalf of a variety of military personnel and some third-party presidential and vice presidential candidates, such as Alan Keyes.
Oh, God.
He said, it's a whole pack of wee. By the way, the judge actually said, referring to Keyes, plaintiffs received only 0.04% of the vote. The court may have already met this entire group of voters at the hearings on this matter.
Oh, my God. He got snarky.
That's the official ruling. He finishes by saying, the process for removal of a sitting president, removal for any reason, is within the province of Congress, not the courts. So she's not even in the right ballpark. Similar efforts by Tate's, of course, have already been thrown out on similar grounds. One in New Jersey was dismissed just last week. Tate's facing now $20,000 in sanctions for her actions in another case in Georgia. Oh, poor Oily.
Yes, I got it. 1,000,000,001 people sent me the Oily Taint court document, which, may I say, it is hilarious. Anyway, the headline is Oily Taint gets laughed out of court. She is the leader of the birther movement. She is nothing if not persistent, so she will probably be back in court soon enough. But the fairly epic smackdown she received at the hands of a federal judge. Oh, by the way, a Bush appointee.
Yeah.
It's bound to be somewhat discouraging.
I am depressed.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, you know, I wish for once people would give truthful information.
Hello? Get your head together. If Obama was born in Kenya and the mother wanted to lie and she didn't want to go through immigration, she didn't want to fuck.
Okay. That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, I've heard you. Okay.
I want you to speak slowly, clearly, so that I can understand you.
Let me explain.
Do you take any prescribed medications?
Let me answer.
I want you to answer my question.
Listen, you will be done.
On your best day, you're not as smart as I am on my worst day.
He did not let her finish again, Jim. The
not
judge
let
her
finish.
Didn't
you
didn't
let me finish. I have another. Okay, finish. Go ahead. You will be done, Obama, Kenya.
Wait, Rebecca Baker, get in here. Human air freshener. Rebecca Baker, associate producer, yes. Is dressed as an air freshener today.
She is.
I think in honor, because this may be, I don't think Orly Tate can afford to go to court anymore. Because she keeps getting sanctioned every time she goes. But I think in honor of that, we have to do one final, Ross Perot versus Orly Tate.
I don't think she heard you.
Oh, she didn't. That's because the foam from the air conditioner costume is covering her ears.
No.
Yeah. All right, I'll fill in for her. Go ahead, Jim.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Can I finish?
Who am I? What am I doing here?
Here's the thing. Can I finish?
No, you cannot finish.
Can
I finish?
Okay.
Men never let me finish first.
All right. Rebecca's job got outsourced to me. I'm sorry. All right.
You weren't nearly as good as she is.
I
know.
Okay.
Well, I did the best I can.
Well,
listen,
sure.
If only we had professional help of some kind, if only there was some professional comedian here that could save the day. Why, I see in my calendar it's Friday. Fridays with John Fugelsang, everybody.
Word, Kitzels. Hello, where my mooks at?
Yo,
wow.
Word.
That's right.
Yo,
thank
that's
you.
A, that's a long
yes.
microphone. You could hear him before he even opened the door.
Well, some guys got it, Steph. Some guys got
yeah.
it. So
good
I
morning.
Just found out that Lieberman is actually Yiddish for Iago, which is pretty fascinating. But it's been great to listen to the show and to have Maya Angelou as my opening act on your show today.
Yeah. Was she
seriously.
Hysterical or what?
Awesome.
She made an airplane glue joke. It'll be up on StephanieMiller.com after the show.
Yeah.
We're not kidding. Dr. Maya Angelou was on the show today.
Yes, indeed.
And I actually prepared for it, because I understand you do dirty limericks of some kind. I didn't want to, you know, get caught asking the wrong set of questions. So, John Fugelsang, what do you think? A good day? We got a health care bill yesterday?
Yeah, it is a good day, you know.
Good
I mean, I agree with all the critics. The thing is far from perfect. I'm not crazy about the fact that you've got to buy private insurance. I mean, we've been hearing how awful these guys are for years, and I'm with Dennis Kucinich, you know. We're being forced to buy their lame product, but it's a start.
Yep.
It's so watered down, there's Somali pirates sailing through it, but it's a start. And it can be built upon and built upon. The House bill's a lot better than the Senate bill. And as long as someone can get Droopy Dog to
Lieberman.
Not filibuster here. No, here. I'm going to filibuster you here.
Lieberman. So lowly I turned. He's the Newman of Congress.
Yeah, I have a little, song for Lieberman I'd like to share, if that's okay.
You do?
Indeed, if that would
why?
Be right. I've never sung on your show before,
no.
But who betrays his party? Aetna's got him whipped. Votes for John McCain but gets to keep his chairmanship. The Lieberman can. The Lieberman can. The Lieberman can, because the Democrats keep letting him get away with it. The Lieberman wants to bomb Iran. Insurance companies have bought him. Had morals once but then forgot him. His lips are stuck to Cheney's bottom.
Wow!
Endless hours
thank
of fun
you.
With Joe Lieberman.
Wow, that's been my favorite musical ditty since Julie Brown's.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
All right. Short but sweet.
Well, fair enough. And this guy, he's probably finally guaranteed that his committee, his chairmanship will be stripped from this.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
One can only hope. What else does he have to do? Seriously, does he have to pee on the president's desk?
I mean, isn't Al Gore embarrassed enough? Come on, let it go.
All right. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin, of course, still yakking away. How delightful is the Levi and Sarah Palin feud getting? And he says there's more.
Yeah. I want to thank the liberal media for making people feel sorry for Sarah Palin. You know, this is douchebag enabling. And every time that you put Levi Johnston on TV, another 400 or 500 voters feel sorry for Sarah. And it takes a lot to do that. So I'm very glad that Levi is going to be showing off his shortcomings to all of us in Playgirl. And that's
read that from David Niven.
Exactly. Thank you. You got the reference. But you know what? I'd like to see the liberal media drop this guy. Because I'm pretty tired of feeling sorry for Sarah.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
Well, you didn't think anyone would make Sarah Palin look smart.
Exactly. But the irony is now that he'll be in Playboy, Sarah Palin's officially related to a gay porn star. And I like that.
He's too dumb to even get that.
Yeah, Playgirl's just like softcore gay porn now.
It's a magazine for the ladies as well.
Yeah, for the ladies.
Yes. Okay, honey.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll see you in the bathhouse.
All right, sex on skates. By the way, the conservative Iowa Family Policy Center trying to raise $100,000 to bring Sarah Palin to speak at its banquet next month, but according to Republican leaders in the state, the move would, quote, represent a striking departure from the customary practice in the first-in-the-nation state because White House hopefuls have usually paid their own way to boost their party and presidential ambitions. Other conservative groups in the state say they would never pay Palin to come and speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, now she's saying that she never asked for the money, so she's kind of like turning into the Bobby Jindal of Alaska. I want your money. I don't want your money. I want your money. I don't want your money. But at the latest is that Sarah's saying that she never actually asked for $100,000.
I think we have her latest thoughts on this.
Hey, Iowa. Thanks, but no thanks. If you're too cheap to cough up a measly 100 grand for my pearls, then you can just drop that, you butcha. Used to be on my list of the places I call the Roll America, but not anymore. The Roll America would love to fly me out in a gold-plated private jet and buy me a fancy wardrobe with Roll fur and Roll pearls and Roll Manila Blahniks, but no. I wouldn't want to be president of a stinky place like Iowa. Plenty of corn in Nebraska also, too. Who needs ya? In fact, when I'm president, I think I'll just sell you to Canada with their taxes and commie socialist health care and French people. And I'll sell it for, let me think. Oh, yeah, $100,000. Or maybe I'll just shoot Oliva from a helicopter, too. Also, do moreover, supplementally in addition, you betcha, winky wink.
Oh, boy, who wouldn't pay for some of that delicious word salad? Oh, did I forget to say the stunning Steve King of Iowa, Jim? As the crazy congresswoman from Minnesota calls
stunning.
Him. Stunning. Erst called him 26 times on the House floor. The stunning Steve King.
Yes, he's stunning. Like Mitch McConnell stunning. You know, like you just look inside the Ark of the Covenant and your face is melting.
Yes. And her husband is just incensed. I'm not buying you any more pantsuits, Nithy.
You know, Michelle Bachmann's amazing because it used to be that the crazies would vote for the Republicans. Now they're electing the crazies to the Republicans.
Yes.
She was
yes.
Gretchen Carlson's nanny?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Wow. I did not know that. She's one of the Fox and Freaks? Gretchen Carlson?
Yes. She's Fox. I don't know if you know this, but they hire fake blondes on Fox.
Oh.
And it turns out that one of the blondes...
How do you know that?
I've done my time in the salt mines of Fox News. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I like Fox. I love going to work in Fox News. They really do have a lot of nice people there. And everyone's happy because that comes as part of the pact with Satan. You kiss the cloven hoof and you're a happier workplace than CNN. But Michelle Bachmann used to watch the spawn of the blonde on Fox and Friends.
Wow. The clusterfuck.
In between Deucey and Douchey. So, yes,
all right,
they're promoting their nannies to Congress now.
Some more celebrity stack for you, John Fugel, saying, Joe Jackson, yikes. Delisted.com reporting, in an interview with Extra, loving father Joe Jackson said his son is worth more money dead than alive. Oops, did I say that out loud? When Joe realized that his constant inner monologue jumped out of his mouth, he tried to save it by saying he'd rather that his son was alive. He was talking about the new Michael Jackson movie, This Is It, which I hear is really good.
Yeah.
I might go see that. He said, he's worth more dead than he was alive. I'd rather have him alive. When he was living, they didn't show this. He went on to say that whenever he hears a Michael Jackson song, he starts to get a little teary-eyed, but no one will ever see him cry. D-Listed said, Joe doesn't have to worry about anyone seeing him cry. It's physically impossible for the tears to come out of his eye hole since gigantic dollar signs are always in the way.
Well, you know, when they first announced the Michael Jackson movie, I thought, what everyone thought, this will be our last chance to ever get to see Michael Jackson lip-sync on stage. And I went in there with, like, really, really negative thoughts, you know, as was approaching, and I've been telling everybody, please remember, rehearsal video is not the same as concert film.
Yeah.
Rehearsal video is not the same
as concert film. Yeah, he'd probably die again if he knew that we were watching his rehearsal.
It is proof that you should videotape your loved ones before they die, because you'll forget how much you miss them, but the whole thing about this movie is, aside from the fact it's getting very good reviews, the Jackson family is making no money off of This Is It, so go see it.
Hmm.
All that money is going to his kids.
Yeah, Joe Jackson, what was it, like, a day after his death? He's talking about the littlest child, you know, blanket or what? He goes, oh, that kid can dance. It's like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Maybe wait till the body's cold before you start talking about the latest.
The creepiest.
Who's going to be the next moneymaker in the family?
Yeah, the creepiest thing at the funeral was seeing them, you know, push another Jackson up to the microphone to speak, another Jackson kid, admittedly, you know, the child of Turkey Baster Jackson, but still.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, but let's, you know, be frank. They're trying really hard to already sell these kids. The good news about this movie is
that was
money.
Heartbreaking, though, because when she actually spoke, the little girl was very real.
Beautiful. And was, I think, kind of inappropriate to put her up there. It was like a debutante party for, you know, a guy with dollar signs for eyeballs.
Yeah.
But all the money's going to the kids and no money. That's why you're hearing Tito and Jermaine and LaToya, and they're all boycotting the film, saying exploiting Michael Jackson. They're not exploiting Michael Jackson. So they should promote
exploiting
that.
Exploiting means when someone else makes money.
Exactly. 0%
right.
of the profits go to Joe Jackson.
All
see
right.
the movie.
20 minutes after the hour, we will tell you who the richest dead celebrity is next, and it's actually not Michael Jackson. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh, even I found that to be in bad taste.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I had a eureka moment today about natural gas. Solar and wind energy are growing in the States, but as you know, it's not always sunny and it's not always breezy. So these renewable energies need a clean, reliable source to be their foundation. And natural gas is the best way to do it. We have an abundant supply, and it's twice as clean as coal. Natural gas actually makes solar and wind energy viable. That was my eureka moment. To learn more about natural gas and have a eureka moment of your own, go to newnaturalgas.org.
100 years of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2-liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and three-cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cashback only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $16.67 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge in wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson! In my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
An actual California Psychics customer.
What brought me to California Psychics for the first time? Word of mouth. I've dealt with psychics for many, many, many years, and normally have one or two gifted out of a whole room of people. Your line is better. Your accuracy is 100% higher than the rest of them. And when you put these kind of people together with this kind of accuracy, it's phenomenal to see and hear.
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 180 gifted psychics available 24/7. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Secure.
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
It's close to midnight.
Stephanie Miller.
Lurking from the dark.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. You're loving you some Hillary again, aren't you, John Fugelsang?
You know what? She is just biatch smacking these Pakistanis, and it's kind of nice to see. It's beautiful. This is the woman that I would have liked to have supported a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's really pretty positive.
Yes.
I mean, Hillary is really the only person who can bring our troops home, too, because she's the only figure in government that the entire military would obey if she said, pull out. So
oh,
I respect that.
John,
but
John.
To see her go to Pakistan and call them on their sexism to their faces, call them on their support of terrorism to their faces, is something so inspiring and something that no Republican ever had the guts to do.
We have some Hillary stuff I'll get to.
Keeping bribes at that dictatorship by Musharraf all those years and actually see someone being a leader is pretty inspiring.
I have some juicy Hillary tidbits after the break from the new book. by David Plouffe, the Obama campaign manager. All right, just in time for Halloween, who is the richest dead celebrity? Not Michael Jackson. No, it is not Michael Jackson. He, according to Forbes, it is Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent?
Yves
Saint Laurent.
Sorry, my pronunciation was miserable. Bleh. He is the dead French fashion designer. He earned $350 million in the past year. As we, I have insomnia, so I watch the late night infomercials, so I know that death sells. Yes.
Hi, I'm Grim Reaper, or as you probably know me better, Dead Man Talking. You know what I already know, that death sells. That's why today and today only, for only $59.95, you could own the entire Dead Celebrity Collection. That's right, you'll get the John Denver musical model airplane. And the Mother Teresa, Mrs. Potato Head leprosy doll. Push the belly button, then watch the head pop up.
That's right.
Every limb is detachable.
Okay. I don't know. You know, they have no taste in late night television, John Kugelsang.
I'm happy for Yves Saint Laurent. I think Kanye West deserves half the credit for this. But it's very inspiring. Who's number two, Steph?
It doesn't say. Who cares in America? We only care about number one.
Well, I know Michael Jackson was third on the list.
Oh, was he?
Elvis was like fourth or fifth, and I forget who.
Steve
Rogers and Hammerstein. Too. Rogers and Hammerstein are the second highest grossing dead celebrity this year. Yes, the hills are alive.
All right. Here's my Hillary Clinton gossip from the new book, The Audacity to Win. It's by the Obama's campaign manager. Barack Obama was more seriously considering picking her as his running mate than his senior aides realized. In the end, it was President Clinton that screwed up her chance. That ill.
Yeah, well, you can't really have the words Clinton and Vice in the same sentence, can you?
Plouffe said Obama told him and David Axelrod they took him by surprise when he insisted on including Clinton on the initial list of potential picks for number two. He ultimately eliminated her name in early August because there were just too many complications outweighing the potential strengths. I think Bill may have been too big a complication. Mm-hmm. Plouffe quotes Obama as saying, "If I picked her, my concern is there would be more than two of us in the relationship."
Three-way. The next president's going to be a Mormon anyway, so let's not start with a true marriage now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're having David Plouffe on in a couple of weeks to talk about
his new book, Audacity to Win.
Absolutely.
Wow, the guy from the emails.
Yes. Yes. You're right.
Known to millions of Americans as that guy who sends me emails.
David Plouffe. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I wish my kids could write me as often as David Plouffe.
All right. 28 minutes after the hour, a little more celebrity stack and much more as we continue Fridays with Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She was abandoned by wolves and raised by Republicans. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Our country is experiencing the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Stocks and real estate have lost as much as 50% of their value and are still dropping. Most individuals have lost on average 50% of their life savings. Our government is desperately trying to bail us out by printing trillions of dollars, forcing the devaluation of our currency. In these troubled economic times, you should own gold. Gold offers diversification and safety from a depreciating dollar. Your company for gold is M&M Investment Group. Call M&M Investment Group today at 866-995-3301 and ask them how you can acquire gold today that is shipped directly to you. Already own gold? Then call now for a free portfolio analysis. Don't wait to get this valuable information. You owe it to yourself to call M&M Investment Group now at 866-995-3301. That's 866-995-3301. Or log on to www.mnminvestmentgroup.com.
Complain.
Turn to the left.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and don't spend another year overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer this weekend at Walmart, and you'll give thanks for fairly priced ink all year long. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
this on the approach to Downing, making your way all the way into the tech center. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it. Until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free. And nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
New pet dream.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
You know perfectly well what holiday it is.
Okay, okay. Happy Halloween, everybody. Whoopee.
Tim in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Tim.
The Mooks and John. How you doing? Great, John. Thanks a lot. I'm going to be thinking of that Lieberman song all day. Kill me.
Better than Blinded by the Douche, which we played yesterday several times.
Hey, I thought I'd let you know that I've been invited to join a group of small business people from around the country. We're going to Washington, D.C. on Monday, and we're supposed to meet with the White House and some representatives on Tuesday.
And, oh, wow.
It's going to be, I'm really honored to be going to this, but I've already been advised that I'm not to bring up single payer.
My God, isn't it amazing how that's become the thing that shall not be said?
Yeah, it really upsets
it's
me.
It's the idea that shall not speak its name.
Well, you know, and the thing is, I've talked to Joe Donnelly on a number of occasions, and I've been sharing this story for years now. He refuses to watch Sicko by Michael Moore, so I gave him a copy a couple weeks back, and at the end of the Notre Dame game, I talked to his wife again and said, so have you had a Sicko night yet? And she said, well, they're still waiting for a day when he has some time to come home and watch it. But
Gene, you even had the decency to not commit the sacrilege of speaking during a Notre Dame game. Wait until it was over.
Well, see, now you're going to be proud of me. I actually, Joe did show up for the last half of the game, and he left a little early, but I said nothing about it. And as a matter of fact, I knew I didn't want him to look up at me and go, oh, crap, not this guy again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, because Joe Lieberman is a...
Hello, this is Senator Joe Lieberman. Thank you for calling. Please share your thoughts with me following the beep.
Douche.
If you'd like a response, leave your name, your email address,
douche,
and your complete mailing address. Thanks very much.
Right-wing douche.
He's like the douchiest douche I think I've ever heard.
Douchiest douche.
ever.
Bon appetit, douchebag.
He's a pretty big douche, all right.
Douche.
He is just a giant douche.
He was a total douche.
Douche.
I've got to ask you something real personal. Do you douche?
I sure do.
But I'm the Joe Lieberman douche.
I think John feels like that.
That's the level of political discourse on our show.
Thank you. You and C-SPAN, I'll tell you, man. The Atlantic, you ripped that off, I know.
Yeah.
In the hip-hop community, we call him the Douchetorious J-O-E. Oh, that was hilarious.
Thank you. Speaking of douches, William Donahue, that blowhole from the Catholic League that I'm forced to debate from time to time on CNN, what is he up to now? This sounds like one of the most hilarious Larry David episodes ever.
I'm glad you asked, Stephanie Miller, yes. Because recently on the Terror Loving Freedom Hating Network HBO.
Yes.
There was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm that was very tasteless, as is that show's standard, which
hilarious.
Must rise to, which featured Larry David, who always does horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
Larry's meant to be a horrible character, and Larry is urinating.
Yes.
And a drop flies onto a portrait of our Lord Jesus that's hanging in the bathroom, and it looks like a tear coming from his eye.
Oh, no.
And so Larry doesn't know what to do. He doesn't want to touch it, doesn't want to, and he's trying to deal with it.
That's classic Curb.
Shockingly inappropriate, hilarious, really uncomfortable, and Bill Donahue is furious.
Yes, that's his job, is to be furious about everything.
And now he's called a press conference, because that's what he does, to attack HBO, because all HBO does is attack Catholics. And
what?
Yeah.
That's all they do?
That's what he said, yes.
Right.
And, you know, Bill, I've seen you debate Bill Donahue before, and it was quite a summit. I mean, next time I'll lobotomize you beforehand to make it a fair fight.
Yes.
But I, as a Catholic, take great issue with Bill, because Bill is not about the teachings of Christ. He's about protecting the club. And this show is made fun of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Bill never protested. It's made fun of the elderly and blacks. It's made fun of Holocaust survivors. Bill Donahue never once protested. But now it's done this,
right.
And he's saying it's an attack on Catholics. It's an attack on Jesus. That's where the joke comes through. But he's making it about himself. And this is why the Catholic Church is becoming a third world religion, and why more and more people can't take it seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about Christ. It's about the club. And so this guy didn't protest when his church protected pedophiles. And he didn't protest when the Pope reinstated a Holocaust denier earlier this year. But a comedy show.
Yeah, that's the biggest threat to America. Yeah, and to Catholicism.
Professional victim. Take down yourself off the cross and start being a leader, you know? I mean, I've never seen Bill Donahue at a death penalty vigil or at a war protest. Again, this is when it becomes about a club, your religion's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently, Bill Donahue, the Catholic League, is really just a one-person organization.
It's becoming like a Fred Phelps Church.
Yeah.
It's just him and his family members that need cream rents.
I want to start my own Catholic organization so I can just go on the news and spout off whatever's on my mind.
Right.
Because I have a .com after my name. It's you know, I've already begun one organization of Christians who are against the public option. We're prayer against care.
Yeah.
Because we think Jesus was wrong about that whole helping the sick thing.
Yeah.
You know, really. I think his name's Jesus. He's not even a real American.
Speaking of inappropriate, we were talking about how brilliant the idea of them doing the Seinfeld reunion on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. But we were saying they've got to address the race thing with Michael Richards, don't they? How wouldn't that be awesome classic of Larry was still dating the black woman and Michael Richards does his Kramer entrance.
And I'm kind of crushed because that was the best season finale of any show ever last year when Larry ended it with the blacks and was very happy and he had a hot black wife and it was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And Seinfeld, I was doing the Gotham Comedy Club on Labor Day and Seinfeld dropped in and did 20 minutes before I went on.
Oh, don't you love that?
Yeah,
that happened to me once in New York, except Chris Rock came on right before I was supposed to go on. I was like, oh, thanks.
Chris Rock, no, that's great.
Thanks.
I followed Chris Rock once at the comedy the comic strip in New York. That's wonderful. You have Seinfeld as your opening act. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good ego boost, but doesn't do well for
him. Yeah, well, there's a big difference. You're John Fugelsang and I'm not.
Seinfeld is solid
middle. My stand-up's a little bit thin.
Folks, let me tell you something. I've done stand-up with Stephanie Miller. I follow Stephanie Miller.
Please.
The woman's. I'm trying to get her to do a tour with me for the last year and a half.
You know I don't leave my house.
Well, you will.
But so for John Fugelsang, you will.
All right.
I want to open for you, Stephanie. That sounds dirtier than I meant
to. I
want to
open for you, John.
Seinfeld goes on stage, and all the crowd wants to do is shout out questions about Curb and what's on Curb this season, and will he give any information. And I'm fascinated. Having worked with Michael Richards in the past, I was actually on the
the Michael Richards Show, if you remember that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And
that's right.
He's a very fascinating person who I don't believe is racist. I believe he was an unprepared comic. And I want to see how they address, and I hope they do address, his race problems, because I do feel a bit bad for him. I think he's atoned.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Wow, that was a little inside show business peek from John Fugelsang. Thank you,
pulling back the curtain.
Mm-hmm. Following Seinfeld's great. Come on. I mean, you want a happy, blissed-out crowd? I can work at half. Oh. It's wonderful.
It's like... Just listen, my self-esteem is not good to start with. Oh, it was like, literally... I was about to go. I'm thinking they're introducing me. They're like, oh, Stephanie, Chris Rock is here. And he literally did like an hour and a half. I was like in the back. Oh, no.
But you know what? But that makes it easy. I disagree. That makes it better. Like following Chris Rock, I only had to work half as hard, A, because I'm the white guy, and B, because the audience is already in the throes of bliss.
Yeah, they're already primed.
Yeah. And Stephanie's a great comic, folks. I've seen the woman in clubs. I've seen her tear the roof off Joyce.
Yes.
Believe me,
he's thinking of someone else.
When Steffers is touring next year, come on out and see her.
I saw you perform at the Improv.
If Glenn Beck can do a comedy show, I can do a comedy show.
Well, no, but you're intentionally funny. That's the difference.
And I cry more than he does, probably.
And you do impressions.
I'm a chick. Yeah, exactly. Let's see your Katharine Hepburn.
Exactly. Glenn Beck.
I have a DVD of her at 1989 at the Improv. It's
89? How big is the hair? How high is
it? It was before she discovered hair straightening.
Come on.
Speaking of
go on the road with me. Let's go on the road together. If Glenn Beck was any more unbalanced, he'd be Cubist. The man's not funny.
Yeah. How pathetic is this story? So to commemorate Halloween, Forbes magazine announced its pick for Scariest People of 2009, which Glenn Beck was on.
Right. Nice.
Yes. They wrote, this cable news demagogue commands big ratings and army of fans and crocodile tears on demand. So Beck has Steve Forbes on his radio show and gives him grief, for making him the scariest man in America. And Forbes starts sucking up to Glenn Beck and...
Shocking.
Apologize. So then he amends the list.
What?
Steve Forbes writes, I hereby amend Halloween masks, the scariest people of 2009. Glenn Beck is the scariest person to big tax, big government, big spend, and weak defense liberals.
Well,
I mean, seriously, how pathetic are these people that get scared by Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and have to, you know...
Let's just say that Steve is not the first Forbes to be a switch.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris got that one.
Glenn Beck is scary. Ask anyone that's ever called his show. I mean, for the love of God.
What do you mean, Steph?
You know.
Does Glenn get
you don't want to get on his phone. You don't want to, No. Minutes after the hour, back with more on the economy, celebrity stack, and much more. It's Fridays with Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The mere fact that I'm a breathy voice, full sensual lips, and a steaming hot body doesn't make me a bimbo.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The gold rush is back at Cash for Gold. Now get 20% more cash for your used, unwanted, or broken gold, silver, or platinum jewelry from Cash for Gold. Call 800-658-8917. Cash for Gold is on a mission to buy $100 million in gold, silver, or platinum. That means you can turn your unwanted items into more cash than ever before. This is the biggest gold rush ever. So call Cash, the number 4, Gold, now to receive your additional 20%. Call 800-658-8917. Gold is at an all-time high, and Cash, the number 4, Gold, is the largest consumer gold buyer in the U.S. Join the millions who've turned their unwanted gold jewelry into cash and receive an additional 20% today. Call 800-658-8917. Be a part of the gold buying spree that will pay you 20% more. Call 800-658-8917. That's 800-658-8917. If you're selling, we're buying.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, the retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus. Ah, finally. Quietus.
Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
I now can get a full night's rest.
Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
All right. The Denver drive's still wet and slushies are out and about. It's very slick, so the tail end of this morning's commute is just dragging on. We're seeing some leftover delays southbound 225 after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Speaking of 25, it's going to cost you about 20 minutes of highway driving to travel between the tech center and downtown. CDOT, they've just reopened a couple major roads. I-70 open between Denver and Kansas. 76 open Brighton to Nebraska. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
It's serious. It's no big deal. I should get the vaccine. I don't want the vaccine. If you're confused about swine flu, we're with you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
So CBS4 is sorting it out once and for all.
And those are the two best medicines.
Join the conversation during our interactive help center at 5 o'clock. Then at 10, I'll ask the good question, what do I need in my H1N1 survival kit?
You chicken soup first?
Chicken soup, absolutely.
It's all Monday on CBS4 News. Get the whole story.
It's one thing not to remember a great bachelor party.
What the hell are these guys doing?
Took the groom to the VIP room, gave him a lap dance.
It's another not to remember if you killed the groom.
I have had blackouts before, but never like this.
Somebody is dead.
We found some blood, and we need to determine if it belongs to your fiance.
Where's Charlie right now?
New CSI Miami.
Miami-Dade police, do not move!
Monday at 9, followed by CBS 4 News at 10.
Enhance the quality of life for assisted living elders and participate in the Bessie's Hope Intergenerational Bowl-a-thon, Saturday, November 7th. Details when you click community calendar at am760.net.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
In LA, you're on with John Fugelsang. Good morning, Max.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie.
Yes,
hey.
You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, you're soaking in it.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Love your program. It's a breath of fresh air. So here's the deal. I have this crazy idea that I can't believe is original, but I mean to float it out there anyway. You know, I'm tired of all these senators who are equivocating, playing coy, or downright coming out and saying they don't want the public option because of any number of reasons that are nonsense. So my idea is have a freaking plebiscite, a national referendum, and saying get people together. Somehow, some of it's got to be a legal mechanism to do this. Say you Senator Lieberman, don't think it's in the best interest of the country, or you can. Okay, fine. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to take away your public option.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, 68-70% of the people in Connecticut want a public option. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is so transparent that this is about him protecting his insurance company friends.
You know? I love senators with socialized health care warning me about socialized health care and its evils.
Yeah. Chris, could you take your organ out for me? This is a
which one? I have four.
Oh, dear. Church. This is because it's John Fugelsang here. He likes churchy things. He's a religious man. Madonna has been branded a god by the Malawi orphanage she stole her last child from.
Oh, my God.
The singer visited the center where he used to live, and the one child said to her, you are our god.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Is that because of how shiny she is now?
She is a little bit. Okay, check this out. Speaking of, you were talking about William Donahue. How about Representative Steve King, the stunning Steve King, Chris, Republican of Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's nuts.
Steve King, Republican, stunning.
Stunning Steve King.
Stunning man.
He thinks Fergie and J-Lo are far more offensive than Rush Limbaugh. She's not offensive. She's Fergalicious. Anyone knows that. From the Black Eyed Peas? I don't even understand what he's talking about.
Well,
he personally dressed down the NFL commissioner for blocking Limbaugh from buying a piece of the St. Louis Rams. He said this is on the floor yesterday. He said, with Fergie and J-Lo, they have, between the two of them, alleged that the CIA are terrorists and liars, promoted sexual abuse of women, used the N-word, verbal pornography, recreational drug use, and they're owners of the Dolphins. Are you prepared to level the same charges against Fergie and J-Lo? Are you prepared to apologize to Rush Limbaugh today? The commissioner declined to apologize.
That's not true, what he said, although I will say that Fergie has done more than Limbaugh to destroy hip-hop. I was one of those guys who liked the Black Eyed Peas when they were, like, you know, a smart rap group.
Yes.
Before they became this,
before they sold out.
I love the Peas.
Well, of course you do. You like that safe rap.
She's Fergalicious. Oh, I love the new one. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Destroying hip-hop. But, you know, I'm thrilled that the NFL and the Rams turned Rush Limbaugh down, because it made Rush the first man ever to be rejected by sheep. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Oh, we have the new one, too, don't we? That tonight's going to be a good... Oh, love me some peas. Don't, you know, you can say anything you want about anyone, but when you go near my Fergie...
I like Black Eyed Peas, but I liked what they used to be more than what they are now.
Tonight's going to be
a good
night.
I mean, this is a good song. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, hey, I thought Where Is the Love was a great song. I mean, they've done some good songs with
Absolutely,
Fergie,
yeah.
But my humps will negate all the good they can do.
That is
you
true.
You can cure cancer, and My Humps is still going to drag you down. It's
Yeah.
It's just, that's the worst song of the 90s.
That wasn't my favorite.
And,
actually, that was this decade.
He loves my lovely lady humps. Yes. He loves my humps, my lovely lady humps.
Yes, I do,
stuff.
But not the song.
Okay. All right. Former TV game show host Bob Barker... he has donated $1 million to Drury University to establish a professorship on animal rights. He hopes will lead to a full undergraduate degree program. As a dog lover, I say yay, and I would let him paw me.
Top that, Vic. Top it, Vic.
Just for doing that.
Mm-hmm. He would paw you.
Yeah.
Spay and neuter.
That's what I'm told.
Spay and neuter your game show host, Stephanie.
Yeah.
He would paw me first and then spay me.
He'd treat you like Janice Dickinson, or Janice, whatever her name was.
Yeah, not
Dickinson.
Janice Dickinson, no. She was hotter than Janice Dickinson.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. But
did you hear this story?
So
Lou Dobbs? Well, keep in mind, Lou Dobbs said it, so I'm not sure if it's true. But he says gunshots were fired at his New Jersey home after a series of threatening phone calls. He told his listeners on his radio show he believes the incident is related to his outspoken views on immigration.
If that's true, that's not good.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I.
Yes, gunshots at anyone aren't good. And,
yes.
Right. You know, we know Lou doesn't care about black-on-black crime, but he cares about anyone on Lou crime.
Mm-hmm.
My wish is that Lou Dobbs becomes so unemployable he has to sneak into Mexico across the border to find broadcasting work. That's karma. That's karma, children. Hola, amigos.
I want to hear him host a morning show called Hola, ¿qué tal? All right. Did you see the footage of the president at greeting the fallen soldiers?
I see it. Everyone should see it. And I should see the whole thing. MSNBC did air like over a minute and a half of just silent footage showing it. This is something that Bush would never allow us to see. Fox News is going through the roof that Obama's exploiting our war.
Families get to decide now, though, whether cameras can document the return. Nearly two-thirds have said yes to the media and even more to coverage by Pentagon cameras.
And it's despicable that Bush wouldn't do it because that was bad PR, because dead people make us feel bad about war. Obama did the moral thing, and I have utmost respect for him.
I mean, and he said it was a sobering reminder of the extraordinary sacrifices our young men and women in uniform are engaging in every single day, not only our troops, but their families as well. He said losses such as these are something I think about each and every day, and that it would affect his decisions on the war. And good. You know?
It really honors the troops.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. I hate to segue into something really wacky now, but another South Carolina Republican makes the news. Could I have some comedy music, please?
Oh, South Carolina.
Did you hear about this guy? Roland Corning. He was a Republican legislature in the legislature in the late 80s and 90s. He's now Deputy Assistant Attorney General. He said he was on his lunch break. He was on his lunch break when an officer found him with a stripper and sex toys in his SUV. He has been fired.
You're fired.
He and the 18-year-old woman, an employee of the Platinum Plus Gentlemen's Club, gave conflicting stories about what they were doing in the cemetery.
In the cemetery?
Oh, cemetery? God. With sex toys in the back.
I thought the only necrophiliac in the Republican Party was Liddy Dole.
Oh! See what you did there?
The officer searched the SUV where he found a Viagra pill and several sex toys, items Corning said he always kept with him, quote, just in case.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so that's the latest South Carolina Republican.
Can I ask you, do all South Carolina politicians show up for events in the same tiny car and then all come flying out? Because just buy them some big shoes already. It's
just in case in some sort of an emergency where I happen to find a stripper and I'm like, oh, where's my Viagra and my sex?
Yeah, even Joe Wilson said, he lie.
All right. The, wow, you know, once again, bad news for Republicans, good news for America. The GDP yesterday. The
3.5% growth in the third quarter is the largest three-month gain we have seen in 2 years. This is obviously welcome news and affirmation that this recession is abating and the steps we've taken have made a difference.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, it's the you know, economists are basically saying this is, you know, quantitative proof that we are pulling out of the worst recession. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tim Geithner yesterday.
These improvements are the direct result of the tax cuts and investments that were part of the Recovery Act.
But, of course, the Boner, John Boner, had nothing but
John Boner
said.
The president said when he signed the bill into law that unemployment would not exceed 8%. It's now nearly 10%. And so I'm pleased that the GDP numbers this morning were up. But the question is, where are the jobs?
You know, he's still trying to win back jobs lost under Bush.
I know.
Let's not forget that. And I have an idea to make John Boehner support the public option.
Boner.
John Boner.
John Boner.
Let's tell John Boner that orange Mystic spray tans are covered. Because that'll do it. Folks, are you going to put your faith in a man who's got a color on his face that is outside of the known spectrum? The man is orange, and it's November, and he's in Maryland, okay?
What's the deal there, exactly? The president, one more time, talking about the report yesterday. The president, obviously.
While this report today represents real progress, the benchmark I use to measure the strength of our economy is not just whether our GDP is growing, but whether we're creating jobs, whether families are having an easier time paying their bills, whether our businesses are hiring and doing well.
Once again, chill out, mother. He's got this. All right, John Fugel saying, how can we see you, reach you, feel you, touch you?
Come see me on Facebook. Come see me on Twitter. And remember, if Sarah Palin taught her daughter about condoms, we wouldn't know who Levi Johnston was.
Okay. That's it for us. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.